Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The state of Minnesota and the Twin Cities are suing to throttle the enforcement of federal immigration law in their neck of the woods.
The lawsuit was filed in federal court in response to the Trump administration's surging of more than 2,000 immigration officers into Minnesota. The suit also asks for a temporary restraining order to halt the enforcement action or limit the operation. It alleges that the ICE operation violates federal law because it's arbitrary and capricious, since it says other states aren't seeing similar crackdowns. State officials say the federal government is really targeting Minnesota over politics. Greg Clydeston, Washington.
Democratic Senator Mark Kelly is suing the Pentagon over his censure for taking part in a video urging military members to reject illegal orders. Kelly's a former Navy pilot who, barring a successful appeal, will see his rank and his retirement downgraded. Rights groups say the Iranian regime's crackdown on dissent has killed almost 650 people, and it's not over yet. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen says President Trump is imposing 25% tariffs on countries doing business with Iran.
It's going to be complex at the very least. Here's an example. China is the biggest buyer of Iranian oil. He's in a very delicate trade situation already with their trade tariff war between America and China. Is he going to suddenly put a 25% tariff on China in addition to the other stuff they've been doing? It's already a very delicate negotiation. I wonder about that, quite frankly.
The White House says no options are off the table for dealing with Iran. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in a couple of cases challenging state laws that ban transgender girls from playing on female public school sports teams. On Wall Street this morning, a check of the stock futures finds futures in the red. The Dow futures down 72 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's an early delay going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Not sure if it's an accident or a broken down vehicle, but the left lane of the left tunnel southbound is affected. You'll see the red X as you're coming out through the toll plaza. The left-hand lane is X'd out, blocked right now. So there's a backup very quickly back to O'Donnell Street. The word is going to get out, and 895 will start to back up even beyond O'Donnell Street as well. So we'll keep an eye on that. The right tube is open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel if you can work your way over there. About 30 minutes ago, we had a pedestrian struck in the city at North Avenue at Pennsylvania Avenue. That investigation is underway. Overnight construction still wrapping up. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly sunny day coming up and a little bit of a milder one with highs in the upper 40s to near 50. Tonight turns mostly cloudy and chilly again with lows falling back into the mid and upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
30 degrees in Middle River and 29 in Pikesville at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A funeral will be held today for fallen Baltimore County Police Detective Paul Hoke. The 49-year-old detective passed away after collapsing while working voluntary overtime at the Towson Precinct on New Year's Eve. His death marks the 11th line of duty loss in the history of the department. The funeral service at Trinity Baltimore Church on West Joppa Road will begin at 11 a.m. and it will be live streamed on the Baltimore County Police Department YouTube channel. Following the service, there will be a funeral procession to Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens, and motorists can expect temporary road closures and delays along the route. Kathy Klausmeier has announced her administration's priorities for the 2026 legislative session. Klausmeier says the focus is on fiscal stability, public safety, equitable state funding, transportation, school infrastructure, and healthy communities. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 943, the pick four, 5663. Stein on Sports, coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new five-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add two lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Stein on Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. I'm Sean Casey in for Gary, who has the morning off. Texans beat down the Steelers 30-6 on Monday Night Football from Pittsburgh in advance to the divisional round of the playoffs for the third straight season. Houston will stay on the road to play the New England Patriots. The coaching carousel continues. John Harbaugh continues to be the hottest head coaching candidate in the National Football League. The Falcons announced yesterday they completed an interview with a former Ravens head coach. According to ESPN, Harbaugh has also conducted preliminary and extensive phone calls with the Giants, Titans, Browns, Raiders, and Cardinals. He's trying to determine which teams to meet with later this week before making a decision. Meanwhile, the Ravens, well, they completed their interview with Cliff Kingsbury, the Commanders' former offensive coordinator, for their head coach position. Baltimore also requested interviews with Rams pass game coordinator Nate Shielhaus, Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter, and Browns defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz. The Ravens will meet the former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel and defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver for interviews later today. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, January 13th, or is it Tuesday? No, it's Tuesday. It is Tuesday. I'm off by a day. See, when Gary takes one day off, throws me off.
The whole place goes.
Hey, it all goes to pot, that's for sure. It's Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. Coming up on the program here this hour, the new IG report coming out of Hartford County Superintendent says the equipment was not stolen. So why did he report a theft? Everybody's asking that question. Minnesota Democrats are suing for what they're calling the ICE invasion. But our top story here today, Governor, tax and spend more.
sat down with an interview with a couple of Fox 45 journalists. One, of course, Mackenzie Frost, the other with Gary Collins. We'll be excerpting some of the highlights, or lowlights, if you will, of these interviews throughout the course of the morning. First up, Mackenzie Frost, before the first day of the new General Insane Asylum, which is tomorrow. That's why I'm all, you know, as they say, flummoxed here this morning. This General Insane Asylum has got me all hot and bothered. Governor Tax and Spend More made it clear he won't be the one calling for increases in taxes and fees as the progressive Marxists in Maryland begin to find a way to close the $1.4 billion budget deficit. Here's Mackenzie Frost sitting down with the governor.
We are going to make sure that we are investing in things that are proven to work. We're going to invest in things that we believe are both effective and sustainable. We are not going to invest in things that that we think are either ineffective or not sustainable. But we have to be able to get to this measure of economic growth, and we're not going to do it by asking Maryland taxpayers to pay more. So I will once again introduce a balanced budget, and there will be no tax increases in it.
Last year you said that as well, and we know that there was $1.6 billion in tax and fee hikes. There were various targeted tax and fee hikes. At this point, should Marylanders expect to see fee increases in this budget?
No, there will not be tax nor fee increases.
In any capacity? Targeted tax, fee increases, any of that?
In any capacity.
Yeah, so in any capacity, it sounds like the Read My Lips, No New Taxes clip from George Bush 41. We all remember how that turned out, but no new taxes, no new fee increases. So let's parse the words there. Does that mean that existing ones will be raised? Okay, said no new taxes. No, you got it. This is how the game you got to play with these dudes, man. And let me tell you about the next question was excellent by Mackenzie because she thought, well, maybe he's going to pass on the burden to the counties.
Without tax and fee increases, where is the money going to come from? Is this something that you're going to ask the local jurisdictions, the counties, to pony up
No, this is something that we are just going to be smart and strategic about what we're investing in.
I'm sorry, I just can't for the life of me, because I've never seen it in my lifetime, Democrats actually cutting government, cutting spending, cutting services. I just have never seen it. This would be a first. If now, maybe that's his intent, but let's remember, he doesn't run the whole show, okay? We got a new speaker, Jocelyn Peña Melnick, who is as progressive as they come in the House. We have we have Senate President Bill Ferguson, who also is a progressive. And so, I mean, when they're faced with some tough choices, now he's saying smart strategic investments. Well, investment, when you heard the word investment in liberal speak, it means spending. Okay, just keep that in mind. Just like when you hear the word revenues, that means taxes. All right, so you got to sort of go through this and break the code, if you will. So I just don't think for one second. I'll wait to see the governor submit his budget. But I'm just having a tough time buying that they're going to be able to balance this $1.4 billion budget deficit. And by the way, in the out years, it is larger. It's $3 to $4 billion. It's a structural deficit. So I can't for one second believe they're just going to do this by cutting spending or the size of government. Are you buying that from Governor Moore? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. 613 traffic and weather on the freeze. And once again, a guy that never buys anything, Chuck Whitaker.
Unless I have to, then I'd rather use somebody else's money.
Barter.
There you go.
We had problems yesterday on 95. We had problems this morning on 95. There's an accident. Confirmed now, southbound left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Left-hand lane has been blocked since right before 6 o'clock. So already we're 15 to 20 minutes in, and only the right lane of the left tube is open. The right tube is open as well. We're backed up already on 95 going back to between O'Donnell Street and Eastern Avenue. But here's the other side of it. The word gets out up in Rosedale. There's a problem on 95. Everybody now moves over to 895, and now 895 already at 615 is now backed up to Pulaski Highway. So here we go again. We'll keep an eye on that. There's a new wreck in Baltimore County. Another pedestrian struck. Second one this morning. This in the county, Route 40 West at the intersection at Rolling Road. The contractor is still blocking the left-hand lane, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County at exit 76. Two lanes are getting by to the right. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny today. Highs upper 40s to maybe near 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Temperatures will be in the mid-30s. A little chilly this morning, 29 and clear in Columbia. And it is 35 and partly cloudy in Ocean City. Time for some one-liner news. The Justice Department has launched a criminal investigation of Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve. Trump says, the new Federal Reserve headquarters was supposed to be like $1.9 billion. They spent $2.5 billion on it. Taxpayer money right out the window.
Yep, that's where the reserve went.
Really. Trump says it's criminal, $2.5 billion, and it doesn't even have a ballroom. Imagine.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like Browns.
Yeah. Muhammad Ali will be commemorated with his own forever stamp from the U.S. Postal Service. Ali once joked that he should be on the postage stamp because it's the only way I'll ever get licked.
I love Muhammad.
He'll still the best. He was. He'll still never get licked because all postage stamps are peel and stick now.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. FDA approved at-home tests for STDs are now available. You can order yours, Chuck, and receive free gift wrapping for Valentine's Day.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
It's a gift all year long.
There's a new app out that's gaining popularity among older people who live alone. This is kind of macabre. The app is called Are You Dead?
Are You Dead?
I want one for here.
It asks users to tap a button every day to signal they're still alive. If a user fails to check in for 2 days in a row, the service alerts the authorities.
Why not one?
Yeah.
2 days a bit much. Things can get gamey.
Yeah, you start stinking after 2 days.
Yeah, there's some here that can take
a few
hours.
Joe Biden could have used that.
That's true.
In a recent interview, actress Jennifer Lawrence says it's preferable for her to shoot a sex scene with an actor she doesn't know. Chuck, do you know Jennifer?
No, but I'm about to find out. The question is, does she know me?
Just turn down the mic, please.
There's some embarrassing...
I'm not a screamer. It's all right.
There's some embarrassing footage of the USA Olympic bobsled team when three of the bobsledders slipped and couldn't get on the sled.
They fell out.
Leaving the driver to complete the course on his own.
They fell on their ice.
Yeah. Another story where ice is the bad guy, right?
For real. Yeah.
Wow. Where'd they train? Jamaica?
I was thinking.
All right. Unbelievable. Today is National Rubber Ducky Day. And, of course, Chuck, you've now sold the hot tub or gotten rid of the hot tub. That's where you used to entertain your rubber ducky.
Yep.
On a almost daily basis.
Sure. We were close friends.
What would you?
I'm sorry for your loss.
What did you name your rubber ducky, Chuck?
A Herman.
Herman?
Yes. He was named after Lee Trevino's caddy.
Well, I thought maybe it was named after Herman Munster.
By the way, the world's largest duck sitting today in Clearwater.
Is that right?
Yep, is in town.
Is that the, what is it, the Easter Seals? Or is it some kind of...
I don't know, some promotion or something.
I did see that
it's enormous.
The Maryland Seafood Festival is bringing that enormous duck. I don't know if it's the same one or not.
Probably.
But
it travels.
Yeah, so they're bringing it to the next Maryland Seafood Festival this year.
Coming up the Intercoastal Waterway.
There you go.
Yeah. So, remember, you used to have that little, that duck game in your hot tub. You have all little ducks with little numbers on the bottom.
What, somebody
they
would float,
and they would choose, and then you win the prize corresponding with the number.
Right.
Yes.
And of course, but
every time.
In Chuck's hot tub, all the prizes were him.
We used to play duck, duck, goose.
All right, Rubber Ducky Day. Hope you enjoy your rubber ducky.
Update.
Yes, sir.
All the lanes are open now, left tube southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. But I just saw a police car going south, so we'll check on that.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate that update. And we're talking about Governor Taxon spend more vowing no tax, no fee hikes, as Maryland faces a $1.4 billion budget deficit. And so Mackenzie Frost then asks him the $64,000 question, where's the money going to come from?
So where's the money coming from for it? What's being cut?
Well, we're just going to make sure that we're investing in things across the board that we know and data shows work, and the things that there is no data that shows that it actually works, that those are not things that we are going to invest in. We just need to be smart and disciplined about our spending, the same way that the average family has to be smart and disciplined about their spending.
Republicans are saying you're putting this on the backs of taxpayers without a clear plan. What is the clear plan?
Yeah, I mean, they can say it because that's a partisan talking point. The budget that we are going to introduce is once again show that we are going to decrease the size of the general fund, actually slowing spending and decreasing spending. So what I'm going to ask the state to do is we've got to do more with less.
So to be clear, you can tell the people of Maryland right now that they will not see any targeted tax fee increases in this budget.
That's exactly what I'm saying. There are no tax nor fee increases inside of this budget.
Yeah, well, hopefully the voters will hold him to it. I know that Ed Hale has got a press conference coming up a little bit later on this morning down at Lawyers Mall in Annapolis on his contract with Maryland. So we'll see what they have to say. He has to say about Governor Moore vowing no tax increases. And just to translate, you know, he's basically every time we hear invest, use spend. For instance, quote, we're going to make sure that we are spending in things that are proven to work. We're going to spend in things we believe are both effective and sustainable. We're not going to spend in things we think are either ineffective or not sustainable. So spend. Now, he did talk about slowing or decreasing the general fund. He did talk about slowing the rate of spending, but slowing the rate of spending is not actually cutting spending or cutting government. It's going to be a wild session beginning tomorrow. Stay tuned, folks. We have all the coverage for you right here on Casey and Company. All right, Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company, and Vinny's going to be able to sell your home quickly and for the asking price that you want and in the time frame that you want. You both sit down, discuss, you know, all the particulars, all the specifics. But once you both agree on asking price and time frame and you sign the contract, your home is sold. It's guaranteed. Because if your home does not sell for that price in the time frame that you want, then Vinny buys it from you and pays you in cash. Now, how can he do that? Is it some kind of trick? Is it a gimmick? No. The way Vinny does it is he's got a database, 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So the odds are, and the odds are pretty significant, that as soon as somebody sees your home, is interested in your home, they're going to buy it from you. And it's usually within hours, days, maybe a week. It's not going to languish on the market for weeks and months, or in one case we heard last year, up to a full year until somebody switched over to Vinny. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Then you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. And with the update now, here's Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
All right, so the accident in the left tube southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel cleared, and just in the last 10 minutes or so, had all the lanes open again. The backup on 95 is back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. The backup on 895, which took all the overflow, is now back to Moravia Road. 30-minute delay as it stands right now on 895. We're in about 20 to 25 minutes on 95 South. Starting to recover, but we're going to see if it recovers quickly or just kind of plods along and we go from there. The west side outer loop delay, just looked at that, and that's already busy coming south from 795 and working its way through Liberty Road down towards I-70. That's a little bit early, and that's already bunched up through there. It's moving after Frederick Road, but a long delay already on the west side. There's a new minor accident in the city, Pulaski Highway, near the light at Armistead Way. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, upper 40s to 50 today, so much warmer than it has been. But then we're going to get cold a little bit later on in the week, and maybe by Thursday, maybe some of that frozen stuff. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Right now, clear 30 in Forest Hill, 30 in Severn. Eddie has written in saying, Sean, let's not forget historically in Maryland, Democrats do make cuts. When they need money for their pet projects or to find ways to line their pockets, they cut infrastructure services like police, fire department, public works, the basic essential services that the government is expected to provide. One example is Martin O'Malley, who was notorious for this. As by closing dozens of firehouses, cutting police public work staffing, I'm expecting tax more to follow the precedent that Marty said. I mean, that's a realistic analysis of it, Eddie, because that's what they do. Well, you know, you don't want your taxes raised. You don't want your so we cut services that you desperately need. So then you start howling for it. That's the scheme that the Democrats run on a regular basis. Something else, I think, and Mackenzie Frost certainly is astute enough to want to ask this question. It didn't get asked on camera in this particular interview, but she did follow up with the governor's office on it. And here's the game that Wes Tax and Spend More plays. He comes out and says, I'm not going to raise your taxes. I'm not going to increase your fees in any capacity. I'm not going to do it, all right? No new taxes. So we look at the new part, and that's the whole thing. And then the Bill Ferguson over in the Senate and Jocelyn Peña-Melnick have some kind of package out there. It's a combination, maybe, of very little teensy-weensy spending cuts and massive tax increases. Or maybe they raid the rainy day fund, which is another thing that they could do here in the state of Maryland. So here's the question. Let's say they do they put out a package coming out of this general insane asylum starting tomorrow that is a combination of all of the above. Reining the rainy day fund, tax increase, maybe fee increases, and some spending cuts. The question then, because remember Governor Moore vowed he would not do that. Well, does he sign the bill that comes out of the Maryland General Insane Asylum? He has not answered that question as of yet. And yes, Mackenzie Frost did ask him in a follow-up. And as of right now, of course, they have not gotten back to Mackenzie. I would think she might be waiting quite some time. So maybe she'll have to wait till the next time she's able to sit down with Governor. We'll talk with Mackenzie this coming Thursday here on the show. So that's how the game is played in Annapolis. And, of course, the big thing is the big question regarding spending cuts. If he keeps saying smart strategic investments, does that mean that they're going to rein in the blueprint for Maryland's future? I doubt it. That's a $3 billion expense this year. What about the red line to nowhere? What about the Climate Control Solutions Act of 2022, maybe rescind that or take, again, that would cost us, I think, a little over $1 billion. So you got to find the savings somewhere. And as I said, it's $1.4 billion for this fiscal year. Then it starts to balloon, goes to $3 billion, like $3.5 billion, almost $4 billion in the out years. That's through years 28 or through 30 to 34, whatever it is. So, and these are structural deficits. This isn't a momentary, you got all this COVID money, this ARPA money that came in from the feds. That was like crack cocaine to an addict, all right? They saw that, and they shot it up, and they snorted it and spent it immediately. And the problem is that they did not resolve the structural deficit. So we'll get your calls and comments on this. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, number one. Are you buying what the governor's saying about no new taxes or no increases, or what do you think is going to happen? What scheme are these Democrats going to try to force on us coming up after the end of this this assembly? And we'll be watching carefully all the bills that are filed, because they have to thread the needle on this one. It's an election year. All right, it's a gubernatorial election year. He's running for re-election. There is Republican opposition now with Ed Hale and John Myrick and a few others. So, again, you get those folks out there. So they're going to have to do something to you know, thread the needle and try to pull the wool over the eyes of Maryland taxpayers and ratepayers as well. All right, our good friends Mayor and Mary, they both run the Town Appliance Store in Owings Mills right off Reisterstown Road. They have an incredible shop, and I think it's the best showroom I've ever seen when it comes to appliances. They've got all the single appliances you might need or desire. They've got whole kitchens set up there so you can see all the latest features and gadgets on all your major appliances today. 70 different brands to choose from, and they've got five-star service, competitive pricing, and they want you as for a customer for life. So go in and see Mayor Mayor. Tell them I told you to go in the showroom. They're right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Coming up next, your calls and comments on Governor Moore. Minnesota Democrats are suing the DHS for what they're calling an ICE invasion. Funny, they weren't too worried about the illegal alien invasion under the Biden regime, were they? And the new IG report, embarrassing. Harford County Superintendent, apparently his equipment was not stolen. Stay tuned. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Howard County Council member Opal Jones is raising concerns about spending $700,000 to upgrade the council chambers. He says the money might be better used for schools or roads, citing funding cuts at the federal and state levels. He says spending $750,000 to upgrade a room for convenience is a waste of money. Jones' comments came after General Services gave the council an update on the Banneker Room project Monday. According to ABC 2 News, the funding was allocated from the previous budget last year, and if the council reconsiders, there would have to be a reallocation process. The Baltimore City Council's Public Safety Committee is planning to hold a hearing to review AI weapon detection technology in public schools. The hearing is expected to look into the accuracy and effectiveness of the system and address procurement, student safety concerns, and long-term oversight. Baltimore City Schools started using the Evolve Technology Weapon Detection System in 2024 under a four-year, $5.5 million contract. No date has been announced for the council's hearing. Maryland State Police are continuing to look for the driver involved in a deadly hit-and-run crash on the outer loop of the Beltway. Investigators believe the vehicle that struck and killed 30-year-old Ahmed Khan between Providence and Delaney Valley Roads was a 2025 red Chevy Equinox with damage to the front and passenger side. And the Baltimore Police Department has released body camera video from three officer-involved shootings. One video shows an officer shooting and injuring 29-year-old Marquise Wells as he dragged the officer while fleeing from a January 7th traffic stop on West Franklin Street. A video from December 16th shows several officers shooting a drug suspect who drove at them in a dead-end alley in the 1300 block of Division Street. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new five-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add two lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the five-year business boost and get a five-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. One-year contract required for guaranteed rate. Five-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a medic call in Lutherville. You'll have some flashing lights there. York Road at Bologna Avenue. So that's going to be just outside the Beltway. Local traffic there. Heads up for that. They had the new wreck in the city, Pulaski Highway at Armistead Way. There was a pedestrian struck on the Catonsville side at Route 40 West at Rolling Road. Construction still underway here, losing the left-hand lane northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. Two lanes getting by to the right, and right now there's not much of a problem there. We're still recovering from an accident that was in the left-hand tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That backup on 95 is still back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. At 895 next door, pretty solid, starting right there at Moravia Road with a 25-minute delay.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly sunny day coming up and a little bit of a milder one with highs in the upper 40s to near 50. Tonight turns mostly cloudy and chilly again with lows falling back into the mid and upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Stein on Sports brought to you by Grieven Wealth Management. I am Sean Casey in for Gary, who has the morning off. Texans down the Steelers last night, Monday Night Football, from the last wild card game, 30-6. They've advanced the divisional round of the playoffs for the third straight season. They'll go on the road to play New England. Bills are traveling for the second matchup in a row after taking down the Jaguars on Sunday. They'll be in Denver to take on the Broncos. Over the NFC, the 49ers knocked off the champion Eagles, and they will battle the Seahawks in Seattle. The Rams and Bears clash from Chicago after both of their teams secured comeback wins against the Panthers and Packers. Rams quarterback Matt Stafford will be dealing with an injury heading into the NFC divisional round. He sprained his index finger there. The coaching carousel continues. John Harbaugh continues to be the hottest head coach candidate in the NFL. Falcons announced on Monday they completed an interview with a former Ravens head coach. And according to ESPN, he is conducting preliminary interviews with Giants, Titans, Browns, Raiders, and Cardinals. Meanwhile, the Baltimore Sun, in an extensive piece, is reporting the what happened to Harbaugh inside, behind the team's facade. And they're saying that in this particular case, after the loss to the Steelers in the playoffs, and they were actually in the regular season for the division crown, apparently Harbaugh met with general manager Eric DaCosta, executive vice president Ozzie Newsome, and president Sashi Brown and Owings Mills, as well as conducted a final team meeting, and then the string snapped. Owner Steve Bisciotti fired him over the phone, according with two sources with direct knowledge. Couldn't even bring him in face-to-face and part company. That according to the Baltimore Sun. Elsewhere, the Ravens, well, they continue to interview candidates. According to published reports, they concluded their interview with Commanders ex-offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury. They also requested interviews with the Rams pass game coordinator Nate Steelhouse, Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter, and the Browns defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz as well. So that's going to go on for a little bit longer, that's for sure. Orioles 2026 single-game tickets and special ticket packages will go on sale tomorrow. And they've also announced the Tupac Shakur bobblehead night. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on in the show. That's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Grieben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
637, you're on Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Give us a call here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Ron is in Baltimore. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, Sean. How you doing?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Good. What Moore's going to do, he's already done it with reparations. The Assembly will pass taxes and fees, and then Moore will act noble and principled and veto it. They'll override his veto. Everybody goes home happy, and he acts like a hero.
Yeah, and he gets to say, wasn't me.
Right.
I tried to stop it. I tried to keep my word with no new taxes.
He's just, you know, and your word fit perfectly, which is a scheme. And that hits the nail on the head.
Ron, thanks so much. Appreciate that. That's good insight on your part. In fact, Marty agrees with you. He says, what will happen, the legislature will pass tax and fee increases. West will veto them. The legislature will override his veto. West will have his cake and eat it, too. Yep, that's how the game is played here in old, good old wink-wink Maryland. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. More on the spending part of that equation coming up at the top of the hour. Meanwhile, Minnesota is firing back against the Trump administration, and they've announced they're suing the Department of Homeland Security for what they're calling an ICE invasion. An invasion of ICE agents to their state. Here's the corrupt Attorney General Keith Ellison.
The deployment of thousands of armed mass DHS agents to Minnesota has done our state serious harm. This is, in essence, a federal invasion of the Twin Cities and Minnesota, and it must stop.
Well, they weren't so concerned about the invasion of illegal aliens into the country and to the Twin Cities into Minnesota during the 4 years that Biden let anywhere from 12 to 20 million people in. They weren't worried about that, nor were they worried about the Somali refugee invasion, and, 80% of which that community has been charged with fraud. Or at least out of 100 individuals, 85 or so. The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Smallfry, also was concerned about the invasion.
We don't use the word invasion lightly. What we are seeing is thousands, plural, thousands of federal agents coming into our city. And yeah, they're having a tremendous impact on day-to-day life. And it's a negative one. And whether that's kids that are trying to get to school or businesses that are trying to open, that's police officers that are responding to 911 calls. It's just about being able to conduct daily life right here in our city. And look, this is not about fraud. When you have a fraudster, you investigate, you charge, you prosecute, you hold the person accountable, and then they get put in jail. As an individual, they get put in jail as an individual. You do not hold an entire community or an entire city accountable for the actions of the fraudsters. That's not a novel concept. That's just the way this works in American society, and we should be abiding by that.
This guy's a complete horse's ass. Let's call it what it is. I mean, this jackass doesn't know the law. The law is they're not going and holding entire communities and groups responsible. They're going after individuals. They know who they are. They come in. In fact, ICE has put together a list. I just saw it in the last. I don't have time to read all the names here, but maybe that should be done on a regular basis because there were at least two dozen rapists, murderers, robbers, kidnappers, pedophiles, etc. that they were targeting in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Here's ICE Director Todd Lyons reacting to the lawsuit.
We're not asking, any government agency in Minnesota to do immigration law for us, so I don't see how that's an overreach. What we're doing is we're doing our lawful law enforcement mission that Congress has on the books. So to me, obviously now it's pending litigation. I'm not going to go too much in it, but there were a lot of allegations there. That's a lot to unpack. And, I was sitting here listening to this whole entire press conference. And, the one comment right off the bat that just strikes me is that, we don't show a warrant for arrest. Well, Title 8 for under the Immigration Nationality Act, ICE doesn't need a warrant to make that arrest. So there's a lot that I don't think they understand about what ICE is doing, and the allegations are just really sad.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota's got to be right up there with, I think Maryland is, when you name some of the most corrupt states in the country, I think Minnesota's probably number one based on the fraud that we're seeing. And now, of course, we have Maryland as well. Ilhan Omar weighed in yesterday on CNN, and she is not backing down. She's calling the tragic killing of Renee Good a execution.
I am very comfortable with the word murder. There is no conscionable way in which you watch the video that the administration itself has produced, and you do not see this person, this officer, Jonathan Ross, clearly murdering this woman. Not only does he shoot her in the face, but you see two more shots being fired on the side of the driver's window. There is no way to explain this outside of it being a clearly thought out murder and execution of this woman.
There it is, doubling down. What is this woman still doing in the United States? That's what I want to know. She lied to get in there. She married her brother. She defrauded the United States immigration process. What is she still doing in Congress? First, and in the United States, secondly. I got to tell you, the Trump administration so far has dropped the ball on this one. 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we have made a little progress. 895 southbound was backed up to Moravia Road. Now it's backed up to Pulaski Highway. So now we're still about 20 minutes from there going into the old Harbor Tunnel, 95, which had all the problems earlier with an accident in the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Also recovering, no new problems since then, but you'll have delays from Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So also there, 20, maybe 25 minutes on 95 southbound. So here we go again. We had all these problems yesterday on 95, and right now that's just a delay from an earlier problem at the Fort Mac. Right now we're moving. The west side outer loop really started early today with this backup, and it's pretty solid, 795 all the way through Frederick Road, and then down the hill towards 95, you're okay. The inner loop at Green Spring is still good. I just want to change the camera here to the outer loop at Hartford Road, and that's beginning to slow down now, coming over from Putty Hill towards Hartford Road and Perrin Parkway. They're still working, and they work during the rush hour, northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Hartford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, upper 40s to near 50, mostly cloudy. Temperatures in tonight in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, clouds start to build, mild with rain on the way. And that cold front might bring in some snow or flurries or whatever on Thursday. We'll keep an eye on that for you. It is clear and 30 in Pasadena, 30 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
You've got to take better care of yourself. More vegetables, less meat.
That's not the new food pyramid, is it?
No. No, it's not.
Club Crackers is betting big on Hidden Valley Ranch and extra butter this year.
Oh.
They're starting the year.
Sounds
leading,
good to me.
Yeah, good. The ranch and butter. Two new permanent additions rolling out nationwide. Club Minis, Hidden Valley Ranch, and Club Extra Buttery, both designed to take on familiar comfort snacks. So, are you a cracker person? You like crackers?
Oh, yeah. I wish I didn't like carbs.
Well, I said you like chocolate-flavored wine as well.
Oh, no, no, no.
Do you have some crackers with that chocolate-flavored wine?
That would be a bad combo.
So, you haven't had the wine yet?
No, I haven't. I'm not a wine. Wine gives me a really bad headache.
I understand you
got
it as a gift. Is that right?
I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. And thanks for noticing.
Do you plan to imbibe?
I don't, I will, it's a very nice
gift. Yes,
okay.
Hey,
we can share. We can.
We could share. I would try.
It's yours, Michelle.
Oh, all right. Oh, she's going to re-gift it.
Okay.
There you go. All right, Taco Bell has now turned its menu into tiny collectibles you can actually build. This is like taco Legos.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You can build little tacos. They have the drinks like Agua Refrescas and Churro Chillers, all sorts of good stuff. So now, I guess this is all meant to get your kids all juiced about Taco Bell.
My granddaughter's already.
Oh, really? She's a Taco Bell?
Oh, yeah.
She like her mommy?
Yep, yeah. Very much.
She likes her refried beans.
It's a long car ride.
Natural Light Beer bringing the joy of mowing the lawn indoors. The first of its kind turfed treadmill, dubbed the Treadmower. It features a custom mower deck handle and immersive screen that turns into a never-ending lawn. Sounds like, you know, a suburban dad's dream.
I guess so.
You might have a tough time getting dad on the treadmill, but you turn it into a mower.
Anybody else got a beer cruisy on their ride along?
Yeah. Because Natural Light knows its consumers love to hang out in the garage. Thus, of course, they started their garage flage drop late last year. So you had all sorts of, you know, camo wear, and now you've got the treadmower.
Anything for a sale.
I'm going to send the picture of that to Debbie, and that might be a good thing for Chuck, too.
We have our lawn taken care of, thank you.
Oh,
you
do? Excuse me.
You have your lawn taken care of. Who takes
our
care
HOA
of your lawn? Is it Pablo or is it Raul from the Cruz Association?
HOA covers that.
Gomez.
I ain't doing no damn stuff like that.
Get your hands dirty.
I can't tell you the last time I cut the lawn.
Is it HOA? Is that Hernando of America? Is that who does it?
That's about right, Mr. Casey.
Excuse us.
Since it is Hernando County.
La-ti-da.
Pardon us.
That's right. Us peons out here.
It must be nice.
Yeah. He's not saying anything.
Go ahead. I'm just listening. I'm enjoying the comments.
I have nothing else to say for a change.
All right, Chuck.
It's better for everybody.
Glad you put that out there.
Can I have a little quick update?
You certainly can, sir.
There's a report of the camera's out after Security Boulevard, but there's a report of a minor wreck down this backup outer loop near the bridge at I-70. Maybe, just maybe, if we talk really nice, Chart can turn the camera so we can see it.
Well, that's a new approach.
That would be surprising, but we'll see.
Get more with honey than you do vinegar, right? We'll see.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us for 410-922-6680. Your thoughts on the state of Minnesota. I think this is a Hail Mary desperation pass. You got, you know, the supremacy clause of the Constitution. You have the Immigration and Naturalization Act that was passed by Congress, signed by President Clinton. It's the law of the land. They can send 10,000 agents if they want into Minnesota, or they can send 100, whatever they think, and this is all in the name of keeping the public safe. Now, remember, they're rounding up hardened criminals that Joe Biden let in, or people that got in and then later committed crimes or overstayed their visas, whatever the case may be. These people need to be, I think all of them, I think every single illegal alien, whether they've committed a crime, a felony or not, should be removed.
Well, here's the thing. ICE would be out if the AG and the mayor would just stop ginning up all this chaos.
Yeah.
You know, they're making it this way so that they can't do their job correctly.
Well, that is a fair point, because if you let them do their job, if you coordinate and cooperate with them, the more you cooperate, the sooner they'll be leaving your community.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's common sense, double X, and that's because you have it and I have it. But unfortunately, these dolts in Minnesota are lacking. 6:50, the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Rumble and Facebook pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
I'm Mr. White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. My customers have immediate, noticeable, measurable improvement in quitting tobacco, alcohol, gambling, food, stress, PTSD, healing after surgery, menstrual problems, cysts, headaches, warts, thumb sucking, nail biting, grinding teeth, tics, remembering, taking tests, exams, studying, and more. For sports, golf, tennis, wrestling, baseball, basketball, archery, balance beam. I only help one archer and one balance beam. However, several thousand smokers. It's my two-session specialty. If you want me to help you, 410-661-1111. 410-26s and 51s.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Could be rather stressful rush hour. And to alleviate his stress on Rubber Ducky Day, here's Chuck Whitaker, who squeezes his rubber ducky regularly.
Oh, I'd like to squeeze you, I can tell you that. I really would. Just around the neck for about 10 minutes. No offense.
None taken.
Of course. The interloop now is slowing, and, you know, I hated when I see this, and we don't know why, but suddenly on the interloop at 795 coming up to Reisterstown Road, that's become very slow, so there may be an incident there. Here comes a flashing light down the right shoulder on the outer loop at 795, and again, there's a report of an accident now on the outer loop near the bridges at I-70. So far, the Chark people, State Highway, have decided not yet to turn the camera to see what's going on, but so what? So we'll try to figure this thing out at Reisterstown Road as soon as we can get a look. Let me look over here at the camera. Have a second?
Sure.
It looks like it's just somewhere between Liberty Road and 795. That's where it's slowing down. So I haven't seen it yet, but that should not be backed up right now. The outer loop is slow because of the wreck at I-70. Both the tunnels still hurting a little bit from earlier problems. 15 to 20-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Mostly sunny, highs near 50, upper 40s to near 50. And tonight, mostly cloudy, temps in the mid-30s. Right now, clear in 30 in the city, 33 on the eastern shore in Stevensville. Let's go to the phones. Rob is in Pasadena. Good morning, Rob.
Oh, hello. Good morning, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was just listening to you a little bit ago. You were saying that, you know, what's going to be done? What is Trump administration dropped the ball? He's dropping the ball on this Ilhan Omar and this fraud and everything. I would like to know, what exactly is the Trump administration going to do about these finding out who's funding these protests, these paid protesters and these rent-a-mobs? You know, it's happening all over the country.
Well, yeah. they are taking action on that. I know that Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, is looking into the fraud and the funding of terrorism overseas, and so there's some, at least that might be, because we do know some names here, Soros and Neville Singham and Reid Hoffman at LinkedIn. So that's starting to trickle out. So we do know that they're investigating at least that. The question is, I want to see, you know, convictions. I want to see people go to jail for right. defrauding the United States government. And
not one person yet went to jail. Not one person.
No, exactly. Nobody went to jail except for the one low-level attorney. What's his name? Kevin Kleinsmith during the coup attempt. That was it. But nobody that tried to that pulled the soft coup, that spied on Americans, spied on Trump, that weaponized the government against, not once. And, you know, we'll get to this in our MAG update coming up shortly, but he is not happy with the Attorney General right now, nor is he happy with the FBI Director.
Yeah. She needs to get on the ball here.
Absolutely. Rob, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Remember last week we told you about Dr. Sean Bolson? He was in New Orleans a couple of years ago, and a stranger knocked on his door at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was a black woman in a green dress. Cue the Holly song. But he apparently fell asleep or passed out or was knocked out or whatever, and he then made a 911 call.
New Orleans 9 emergency line. How can I help you?
Hi, I need to report theft.
What's your name?
Sean, S-E-A-N-B-U-L-S-O-N.
So the superintendent of Hartford County Schools wanted to report a theft, but then magically, ironically, there was no police report filed. So this thing, and this involves Bolson, and now I think Eric Davis, who was calling, he was using his cell phone to call from his room. So was he there? Why did he have his cell phone? So maybe they were rooming together. Maybe the woman was for Eric and not for Bolson. He just answered the door. A lot of questions here. But that has led Bolson to be put on administrative leave with pay. Dr. Aaron Poynton, the president of the school board, has resigned. And now Eric Davis has been placed on leave with pay. But wait, at the school board meeting the other night, wait for it, we now find out the latest wrinkle in this story. Remember, it was reported $8,000 worth of school equipment was allegedly stolen. That would put data in jeopardy and privacy issues and so on and so forth. Well, we find out that an amendment to the report saying it was not actually stolen. It has been accounted for. And as you might imagine, the folks at the school board meeting were a little bit perplexed and upset.
Now we are told that HCPS computers weren't stolen at all. Hotel staff found them in Bolson's safe. Why then did he report a theft? Was he inebriated or otherwise impaired? Or was he concerned that people would find out about his early morning guest and so concerned that he had not yet bothered to check the safe? Panic does that when a person fears exposure. Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
So, wait a minute. Could we find out that all that equipment was in his hotel safe? Now, we've all had those little safes in the hotel. I don't know if you're fitting all that equipment in there. Maybe he hid the rest or whatever. But it's just, this to me is a head scratcher. And so, you know, okay, you've allegedly hired somebody, because at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's not, you know, housekeeping, okay? Letting you know. So somebody comes in that shouldn't be there, or you're embarrassed if it finds out. So then why make a 911 call and report a theft that never occurred? Anyway, people like this should be nowhere near children, educating them or supervising them in any way, shape, or form. Coming up next, the governor says he's going to cut spending. Oh, yes.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. 646 and counting. Rights groups say that's the death toll so far from anti-regime protests in Iran. Responding to the deadly unrest, President Trump, he's looking to tighten the economic screws on the mullahs.
The president said that any country that does business with Iran will be subjected to a 25% tariff rate on any business conducted with the U.S. He wrote online that the order is final, conclusive, and effective immediately. Meanwhile, the White House says the president is keeping all of his options on the table regarding Iran, including military options, as he considers how to respond to Iran's crackdown on citizen protesters. Greg Clugston, Washington.
State of Minnesota and the Twin Cities have gone to court. They're trying to halt the surge of ICE officers to their jurisdictions. President Trump will be heading out of town later today.
He's going to give a speech at the Detroit Economic Club, in addition to touring a factory in Dearborn, Michigan, that produces F-150s. And my understanding is Ford is ramping up that manufacturing and also going to be hiring more American workers.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. Day two of the New York City nurses' strike.
The strike is about getting a fair contract for safer staffing and also sticking to our health insurance, which is what Mount Sinai is trying to pull from us.
Mount Sinai West nurse Tristan Castillo, one of the 15,000 nurses out on the picket lines this morning. Hospitals affected include New York Presbyterian, Montefiore, and Mount Sinai. Labor Department set to release last month's inflation numbers. We expect that later today. And ahead of that release of the numbers, stock futures have been in the red so far this morning, and that's where they remain now. The Dow futures are down 13 points. NASDAQ futures off 77, and the S&P futures down 9 points this hour. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-524-4948. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-524-4948 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck in Howard County. It's on the ramp from eastbound I-70 exiting at Route 32. So traffic there at West Friendship. Keep an eye out for that. It looks like the ramp may be blocked. I think the main line is still clear, but if you're coming in from Route 97 and you're crossing there at Route 32, heads up for the accident on the ramp. The Beltway west side, a couple of problems. Earlier wreck with the backup already there on the outer loop beginning at 795. The wreck was down near the bridge at I-70, maybe off the roadway. The inner loop slowing at 795 is still there. We still have not yet gotten a look at that. State Highway has not turned the camera up towards Reisterstown Road to let us see what that is, but the inner loop there is backed up to Liberty Road. It looks like there may have been something just around the bridge at 795. There's a new wreck downtown at Pratt Street, at Light Street, and we still have delays, heavy traffic. We're moving, but we're backed up southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly sunny day coming up and a little bit of a milder one with highs in the upper 40s to near 50. Tonight turns mostly cloudy and chilly again with lows falling back into the mid and upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
31 degrees in Parkville and 30 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police are investigating a shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to a hospital shortly before 6 p.m. after a man showed up with a gunshot wound to the foot. The victim told police he was in an alley in the 4700 block of Litchfield Avenue at around 1:30 in the morning when he heard gunfire and felt pain in his foot. The Maryland Car Rally Task Force dismantled several large-scale rallies and arrested five people over the weekend. State police say a 16-year-old, three 17-year-olds, and a 23-year-old are facing charges in connection with the Saturday night rallies in Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Howard, and Prince George's counties. Police say they recovered several firearms, and the suspects are facing charges that include gun possession. In addition to breaking up the four rallies, police prevented driving exhibitions in Laurel, Silver Spring, Jessup, and Halethorpe. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 943. The pick four, 5663. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey, and Stein on Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home all winter warm, all winter long, I should say. Coaching carousel continues around the NFL. Monday, the Ravens completed an interview with Cliff Kingsbury, the former Commanders offensive coordinator for the head coach position. Baltimore also requested interviews with Rams passing game coordinator Nate Shieldhouse, Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter, used to be on the Ravens staff, and Browns defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz. The Ravens will meet with former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel and defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver as well. Meanwhile, Coach Harbaugh continues to be the hottest candidate in the NFL. Falcons announced yesterday they completed an interview with him. Harbaugh also conducted preliminary extensive phone calls with the Giants, Titans, Browns, Raiders, and Cardinals. Wizards continue their four-game road trip tomorrow. They'll be looking to bounce back when they visit the LA Clippers in Inglewood. The Caps open a three-game homestand tonight. Washington Washington is welcoming the Montreal Canadiens, the red, white, and blue, blue, blanc, and rouge, as they say. Caps have 52 points after dropping two of the last three games. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is our local number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Double X Drasella. You're just now joining us. You missed the governor vowing no new taxes in an interview with Mackenzie Frost. Minnesota Democrats suing ICE for an invasion. And all of a sudden, the Harford County superintendent's equipment was not stolen in that trip to New Orleans. Coming up this hour, we'll take a look at, can tariffs replace an income tax? The No Kings crowd is defending the Fed monarchy. And our top story here today, once again, Governor Moore, Governor Tax and Spend Moore, is proposing billions of dollars in spending while the state stares down a widening fiscal hole. Get into the math here in just a second. But we, Gary Collins of Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland, challenged him on that spending at a press conference just the other day.
Would you consider pausing any spending in light of another billion-dollar deficit?
Well, you know, when... Here's the thing that I can tell the people of the state of Maryland. We are going to, for the fourth year in a row, introduce a balanced budget. We are going to introduce a balanced budget, and you'll see with this budget, as I've said, there will be no tax increases in this budget. But we are going to make smart, strategic investments.
Yeah, well, the smart strategic investments. So let's do the math here. He's $1.4 billion structural deficit for the coming fiscal year, and he's proposed $374 million in new education spending. So that's $1.8 billion now you're in the hole. I forget the figure it was on public safety. I think he was going to throw some more money. I think it was $100 million or so on public safety. So that's about 1.9. So you're nearly $2 billion in the hole before the first gavel comes down tomorrow. And so the big question is, without tax increases, without fee increases, how the heck are you going to pay for it?
We turned a budget deficit into a budget surplus. Our economy is growing.
That's a PAC ad from last year after the session, and where they turned a budget surplus, a deficit rather, into a surplus. But guess what? It's a deficit all of a sudden again. So that to me was just a lie. That's a flat out lie that to the Maryland taxpayer that you were crowing all summer long that you had turned a budget. And yeah, there was a deficit that he said with all these taxes, the $1.67 billion in fee increases and the 3.3% tech tax, the IT tax, if you will. All this stuff allegedly gave us a $3 billion deficit. And then by fall, it didn't even last the year. By fall, that turned a $3 billion surplus again into a deficit of $1.4 billion. So, folks, it never really was a surplus. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So this guy, you know, we've seen a lot of charlatans, okay, in the state of Maryland. We've seen O'Malley. We've seen Glendenning. But this guy is the worst of them all, okay, because nothing he says adds up. Nothing. The public safety is priority number one. That is a complete lie. And I just don't believe he's going to position himself as not raising taxes. He knows darn well that they're going to have to raise taxes, whether it's a sales tax or something. They can't possibly get to $2 billion in cuts without it. It's just not feasible. So I just want you to go in eyes wide open here starting tomorrow. You'll hear a lot. There'll be a lot of folks, pundits, talking heads that, you know, are going to say, well, you know, the governor means what he says and, you know, it's an election year. But look, this is how they do it. They will finagle their way to some kind of tax increase or fee increases or whatever, maybe even raining the rainy day or all of the rainy day fund. And that way they can't rain all of it. I think they can only take a certain percentage of it. So I think out of the rainy day fund, they can take perhaps $700 billion or whatever it is. $700 million. We'll get to those figures, but at the end of the day, I guarantee you, we know who's going to get screwed, right? 713 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Like we used to say with the inspection station, the car ain't the only thing getting a hose.
Yeah, you're right. Right up the old tailpipe.
Yeah. What good did that do?
Zero.
Yeah.
Well, it raised a lot of money for the... So maybe that's the next thing, that every single car in the state must be tested every year.
Three times a year.
Three times. There you go. Three. Don't talk too loudly, because they'll... Jeez.
Chuck said it. Got to do it. The eastbound side of I-70 was just backed up here. Route 97 said about 15 minutes ago there was a wreck eastbound near the ramp at I-70 at Route 32. So it may have been there right at the ramp and the equipment was on the scene. But the backup now, Route 97 coming east, has kind of moved on up a little bit. So we'll keep an eye on that. They're also fighting some bright sunshine right in that area. Whatever was on the Beltway, we never saw it. Inner loop near 795, that's corrected itself. And that's starting to move a little better coming up from Liberty Road. The outer loop, 795 down through I-70. There was a minor wreck there. It gets better after Route 40 and the Parkville side with the normal delays anywhere from Bel Air Road towards Providence Road. If you're downtown, there was a wreck right there at Harbor Place at Pratt Street at Light. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast sunny today, upper 40s to near 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy, temps in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with mild rain on the way. Maybe by Thursday, we might get some snow as well. So we'll keep an eye on that. Right now, clear and 30 in Edgewater, 31 in Glen Burnie. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump has military plans for an Iran strike before him now as we speak. And it just depends. We are watching now. This is a revolution. This is not a protest any longer in Iran. There is a full-blown revolution. Millions have taken to the streets. Over 600 have been executed in the streets. And President Trump has said that we would be locked and loaded and held to pay if Iran started killing protesters en masse, and they have. So I think it's just a question of time now as to what will happen and when it will happen. It's not a question of if. It is just a question of when. We saw with the former Shah of Iran over the weekend, Reza Pahlavi, saying that we don't need boots on the ground. We're the boots on the ground, meaning the Iranian people. And that's the way it should be. If you want to fight for freedom, you're going to have to fight for freedom. We'll help. We may soften some targets for you. But we're not putting U.S. soldiers on the ground in Iran. But we'll help with some airstrikes, whatever you need. So stay tuned, folks. I think it's a coming. Trump says any country doing business with Iran will face a 25% U.S. tariff. He's calling that a reverse tariff. And he says the new tariff on imports from Iran's trading partners is effective immediately and is non-negotiable. So trying to ratchet up the pressure on Iran and those like China. And others, Russia, and of course, just wanting to isolate Iran. And the reason why this revolution began was over the failed economy. The Iranian currency we're watching it drop and devalue. President Trump on Sunday said credit card companies would be in violation of the law if they failed to comply with his demand by January 20th for a 10% cap on interest rates. Now, some legal and financial observers said that would require legislation. We'll see. It'll be challenged in court, I'm sure. But you talk about the affordability crisis. People have a tough time digging out of debt when the interest rates are high. And 10% is high. But You know, if you get up into the, where they are now, 17, 18, 20s, 30s, in some cases, people will never, ever be able to get out of that debt. And, you know, some people would say, well, let the markets decide. Well, unfortunately, there's really not a lot of competition there. The president has expressed disappointment with the lack of arrests and legal action from the Attorney General Pam Bondi on a number of fronts, and have said that she needs to get basically get her act together. And in no uncertain terms, he also said directed a message to FBI director yesterday on Truth Social. He said to Kash Patel to remove the agency, the swampy Obama agents from the bureau. In a post accompanied by a news report detailing internal FBI communications, the president said these FBI agents are total scum in their own way, no better than the insurrectionists in Portland, Minnesota, Los Angeles, etc. Cash, better get them out now, in caps. Radical left lunatics put in by the auto pen and Obama, end of quote. And I know I took a little bit of heat from the MAGA world when questioning Pam Bondi. And I do like both Pam and Cash, but I just question, I don't think how effective they were going to be. I don't think they're strong enough to take the slings and arrows of, and we're finding out just how, you know, President Trump is upset as well. The Secret Service found a suspicious object on Trump's motorcade route to Palm Beach International on Sunday. Again, the we don't know what that object was. It has not been described by the Secret Service, but advanced sweeps of Palm Beach International, a suspicious object was discovered. Further investigation is warranted, and the presidential motorcade route was adjusted accordingly. Speaking of the Secret Service, they're investigating a death threat against Vice President Vance made by a disc jockey on a UMass Lowell radio station. The individual behind the Blue Sky account said, quote, it's simple, we kill J.D. Vance, end of quote. UMass Lowell's radio station operated by students and community volunteers. And so now, of course, the investigation has ensued that the volunteers now resign from his position at the radio station, and we'll see if there's an arrest made or not. And the DOJ has fired the top official in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia after he secretly met with judges and declined to prosecute Jim Comey. Robert McBride is the number two official in the Eastern District. He has now been canned. Comey's case has been dismissed for now. Again, you can see it's been 1 year in, and President Trump has been patient, but his patience is wearing thin. That's the way it went down, 359 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, 7:21, 21 minutes after the hour. You can join us here, 410-922-6680. No matter how you do the math, Governor Moore's smart strategic investments just start adding up. We'll get your thoughts on that here on Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
723, traffic and weather on the freeze now with the update. Here's Mammoth Johnson.
Looks like there might be a new problem on the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. Can't confirm it yet, but I'm looking at there was a gap in the traffic after O'Donnell Street and the traffic going into the southbound tunnel. So I started working my way back, and then at O'Donnell Street now, it's really stacked up here. And the ramp from O'Donnell Street to southbound 895 is also jammed up. Now, some traffic is getting by, but it looks like the wreck is on 895 near the bridge where 95 crosses over. So again, 895 now, your backup is slowly working its way back to the area at Moravia Road. 95 was already backed up well before the bridge at Eastern Avenue, but we may be down to just one lane now on 895 southbound. We'll keep an eye on that. Delays on the Beltway now have gone back to really the normal delays. Parkville side, Interloop through Pikesville, 795 all the way down to Frederick Road, and then getting better towards I-95 as you get to the bottom of the hill. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, highs upper 40s to 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy, temperatures in the mid-30s. And then some rain maybe tomorrow, and maybe we get some snow or sleet or freezing rain maybe Thursday. Right now, it is 31 in Parkville and 31 in Forest Hill. And I'm just this just came over the printer moments ago. So we talk about how the legislature is going to spend money or how they're going to tax when he says no new taxes and so on and so forth. Senate Bill 118 is now, this is sponsored by Senator Benson. It will be read tomorrow for the first time, assigned to budget and taxation. This is called the Comprehensive Community Safety Funding Act. It will impose an excise tax of 11% on certain gross receipts of certain firearms dealers derived from the sale of firearms, firearm accessories, and ammunition in the state of Maryland, and the sale of firearms to residents of the state, and generally relating to tax on gross receipts derived from sales of firearms, firearm accessories, and ammunition. So, again, I have not read the entire bill, so I don't want to act as if I know everything that's in it. So I'm going to have to read this because it just came over the printer. It's about a 20-page bill or not to see exactly what's in it. But just skimming it, it looks to me they're going to impose some level of excise tax on all firearms, accessories, and ammunition. Now, imagine firearm is one thing, but you're taxing every time you go in to buy rounds of ammo, boxes of ammo. That's going to get really, really expensive. And this isn't about, and they have this distribution into, of course, a number of different entities like Shock Trauma and, gun safety groups and things of that nature. But this isn't about community safety. This is about discouraging gun ownership in the state of Maryland. The progressive Democrats have declared war on our Second Amendment. This is just one way of them. And I'm sure there are many more bills to come like this. Excise taxes and so on and so forth. And, Governor Moore, of course, can eventually veto all of them. And they have the numbers to override every single thing he vetoes. So just keep that in mind. I just think that is very, very telling, to say the least. I still have not been able to add his numbers up and come up with how he's going to cut $2 billion out of this current budget. And of course, Maryland is required to constitutionally balance the budget. So this is going to be a really, we might have some real chicanery going on here. Steve texts in, I understand the concern about Iran, but in the U.S. we have a big insurrection problem. We sure do, Steve. But you know what? The United States is capable of doing two things at once. We can aid and abet Iran with airstrikes. And we can make sure that we put down the insurrection here in the United States with our own National Guard, because that's what's coming. I don't know if you've seen the latest video out of Minnesota where a bunch of Somalis overran a shopping center where ICE agents were. I mean, they were outnumbered 10 to 1. So it's getting ugly. And I think President Trump is going to be very close. If Minnesota can't put a stop to it, where's the Minnesota National Guard that Wall said be ready and be prepared? They're nowhere to be found. Because they have to be, they only follow orders. They can't do it on their own. And if Tampon Tim won't order them in, he's the only one that can. You can't, Jacob Fry and the rest of them can't do it. Keith Ellison or Ilhan Omar. We're putting ICE agents at great peril, at great risk. The number of assaults on ICE agents in Minnesota alone is 20 so far. 20. Vehicle. They're throwing frozen water bottles. They're like rocks. Shooting fireworks at them. We do have an insurrection. We have a rebellion. It's no longer a protest in Minnesota.
It's a war.
This is a full blown rebellion. So keep that in mind. Doug says they don't want to cooperate with ICE in Minnesota. They want to put on a show instead. Yeah, that's true. Because that's what raises money for their radical left wing base. That is for sure. Hey, Sean, the race between Uptight Out of Sight Tampon Tim versus My Pillow Mike from Minnesota Governor would be greatly entertaining. Yeah, that is true. You got Tampon Tim running against My Pillow in Minnesota. Great point. Ron says the excise tax will just make me travel out of state to buy ammunition in bulk. Local businesses get hurt. My carbon footprint triples. More is the symptom. The legislature is the disease. Well, yeah, the progressive legislature, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. We don't have time for that, but we'll do that in just a second. Oops, I lost my place for just a moment. I got so involved in the show. So we'll do our word from our good buddies at Reverse Mortgage coming up on the other side. All right, it's coming up on 7:37 here this morning. No Kings crowd out there defending the Fed monarchy. We'll tell you about the Trump-Powell feud coming up in just a second. Time for news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Attorney General Anthony Brown says his health education and advocacy unit saved patients nearly $2.6 million in fiscal 2025. He says the unit closed more than 2,000 complaints by assisting patients in health insurance appeals and grievances cases. Brown says Marylanders shouldn't have to navigate the healthcare system by themselves when they get a confusing medical bill or insurance denies them coverage. He says the advocacy unit levels the playing field and helps Marylanders get the medical care they need, the coverage they paid for, and the financial assistance they're entitled to. Delegate Kalen Young has stepped down from his role with Baltimore's Office of Equity and Civil Rights. Young's resignation became effective last Thursday, but the mayor's office is not releasing any additional information. Young had served as deputy director of the office since late 2021. Earlier this month, Young was charged with misdemeanor assault for an alleged incident on New Year's Day. His next court appearance is set for February 23rd. And a funeral will be held today for fallen Baltimore County Police Detective Paul Hoke. The 49-year-old detective passed away after collapsing while working voluntary overtime at the Towson precinct on New Year's Eve. His death marks the 11th line of duty loss in the history of the department. The funeral service at Trinity Church on West Joppa Road will begin at 11 a.m., and it will be live streamed on the Baltimore County Police Department YouTube channel. Following the service, there will be a funeral procession to Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens, and motorists can expect temporary road closures and delays along the route. And Kathy Klausmeier has announced her administration's priorities for the 2026 legislative session. Klausmeier says the focus is on fiscal stability, public safety, equitable state funding, transportation, school infrastructure, and healthy communities. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Sean Casey. When I endorse a product or service on the radio, I take it very seriously and I do my research. I did the same when I first met Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty about 9 years ago. Vinny's here in studio today, and I'm going to ask the same question I asked you when we first met and before you helped hundreds of our listeners sell their home. Vinny, tell us, what sets you apart from other real estate companies?
Well, Sean, number one is my guaranteed offers. I'm so confident I will sell your home at 100% of your price that if for some reason I can't, I'll pay you the difference. Number two is I have the buyer, so your home may already be sold. I literally have 12,786 buyers in my buyers in waiting database. This is how I'm able to create higher demand, more offers, and that means more money in your pocket.
Friends, get to know Vinny Steele like I have. Upfront written guarantees with the least hassle. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
7:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, looks like now there may be two different accidents here on 895. First off, 895 after O'Donnell Street, the accident near the bridge where 95 crosses over the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. We're just seeing a little more traffic now moving going into the tunnel, so I have to come back and revisit that. But if the accident is still there, we're backed up on 895 from that point back to Moravia Road. If you're taking the ramp from 895 south, the ramp that we take to Ritchie Highway or I-97, there's a wreck there on the right side. It's way out there, so it's not a big deal right now. Traffic is getting by to the left. There is a new wreck as you're crossing the Tidings Bridge going into Cecil County. It's on the northbound side of I-95, the 91-mile marker. There is room to get by to the left. And right now, there's not a major problem there. All of our normal backups out there and in play along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly sunny day coming up and a little bit of a milder one with highs in the upper 40s to near 50. Tonight turns mostly cloudy and chilly again with lows falling back into the mid and upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Stein on Sports brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management Systems. Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey. Well, the coaching carousel continues to roil around the NFL. Monday, the Ravens completed their interview with former Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury for their head coaching position. The Ravens also request interviews with Rams passing game coordinator Nate Shielhouse, Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter, and Browns defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz. The Ravens will meet former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel and defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver. He'll be up next. Meanwhile, John Harbaugh continues to be the hottest head coaching candidate in the NFL. The Falcons announced Monday they completed an interview with the former Ravens head coach. According to ESPN, Harbaugh also had conducted preliminary and extensive phone calls with the Giants, Titans, Browns, Raiders, and Cardinals. He's trying to determine which teams to meet with later this week before making a decision. The Baltimore Sun is reporting in their current editions that apparently the relationship between head coach Harbaugh, offensive coordinator Todd Monken, and Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson had soured. It stems from Jackson didn't want a certain running plays installed in the game plan due to his injuries, and yet they were in there anyway. He wasn't as explosive this year due to a number of injuries, leg injuries and back injuries. And that apparently soured the relationship. Orioles 26 single game tickets and special ticket packages go on sale tomorrow. The Texans beat down the Steelers 30-6 on Monday Night Football in Pittsburgh. That means the Texans advance. They'll go on the road to play the New England Patriots. Rams quarterback Matt Stafford will be dealing with an injury heading into the NFC divisional round. The LA signal caller has a sprained index finger on his throwing hand, but should be ready to play in Saturday's matchup against the Chicago Bears. And that is a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greenman Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
7:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You can join us here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Don't forget, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. You can dial that right now, 410-922-6680. Reserve your spot to match wits with the panel, Maggie, Michelle, and Chucky. Right now, let's go to the phones. Bob in Baltimore. Good morning, Bob.
Oh, good morning, guys. Sean, I think how Governor Moore's, he's got a secret weapon out to solve this problem with, you know, getting the deficit down.
Uh-huh.
I understand he's going to attempt to put Mrs. Moore out on the street corners.
Well, that, what, to beg for money like they do at the intersections?
And you know what? She will be singing a very popular song, More, More, More. I like it.
Andrea True Connection, great reference there, Bob.
That's
an oldie but a goodie. Thanks for the recommendation. Appreciate the call. Yeah, if you put the state agency heads, including Rafael Lopez and a bunch of others, Brooke Learman, out on the street corners, you might be able to close that deficit in 30 years or so, but who knows. All right, Travis in Baltimore says, Sean, the rampant corruption in this state means we have a bumper crop of accountants with the amazing ability to make deficits look like surpluses and to make grift look like strategic investments. I have no doubt that Governor Moore, who lost Soros millions as a fund manager and still keep his job, will find a way to lose this state billions more and still keep his job as governor. Well, hopefully Republicans will get their act together and have something to say. Ed Hale's got a big press conference today in Annapolis. You got John Myrick, you got a couple other Republicans, and we still don't know if there's somebody else out there lurking in the weeds. We shall see. So, it's interesting to me that the No Kings crowd, they're coming after President Trump on a regular basis. President Trump is building a White House ballroom at his own expense. It's not costing the taxpayers a single cent. Yet the Fed chairman, Too Late Powell, and this guy is the worst Fed chairman I have ever seen. Okay? Too late on the interest rates. While Europe had lowered their interest rates by, I think, 10 times, we've lowered them twice, I think. And this, I think, is being done intentionally, purposefully, to thwart the Trump economy. First off, I hate the Fed. I don't think we need it. It's go back and read The Creature from Jekyll Island. This was a conglomeration of the private banks. This is not a government agency, by the way. The Federal Reserve is not an agency, and there is no reserve. All they do is manage money. They manage money supply. That's it. I think with quantitative easing and all sorts of stuff, you know, it really is fascinating to me. You got all these people that allegedly are supposed to be smart, but they end up ruining our economy anyway. And so the president can't replace Powell until May. All right? So it's a, President Trump appointed him in 2017. Then I think Biden reappointed him in 21, if I'm not mistaken. So now he can't be replaced until May. He would love to fire him because he's awful. But he's not done that. He's not pulled the trigger. Now we find out the Fed building, the new Taj Mahal, which is really fit for a king, okay, went from $1.9 to $2.5 billion. That is currently under investigation. Why? Because Powell lied to Congress about the Fed building. Has nothing to do with Trump. Trump didn't order this investigation. Trump didn't want this investigation. In fact, this was news to him. That's where Pam Bondi needs to be on the phone and communicating with their boss. See what I'm saying? This is an unnecessary, unforced error on the part of Pam Bondi. Because now everybody, you got Tom Tillis and Lisa Murkowski, I'm not going to appoint or confirm any Trump nominees until we find out how this investigation got underway. So Judge Jeanine, U.S. attorney, sent some subpoenas over to the Fed, bank records, funding, you name it. But to me, this guy built himself, he's building himself a palace on our dime. On our dime. And so when he got wind of the subpoenas that he's under investigation, well, he got a little nervous, and he took to the airwaves.
The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president.
You're not serving the public. Now, Caroline Leavitt, White House press secretary, says the president has his First Amendment rights to criticize Tulane Powell however he deems fit.
The president has every right to criticize the Fed chair. He has a First Amendment right, just like all of you do. And one thing for sure, the president's made it quite clear, is Jerome Powell is bad at his job. As for whether or not Jerome Powell is a criminal, that's an answer the Department of Justice is going to have to find out. And it looks like they intend to find that out.
So Powell is saying this is an act of political intimidation, and the Justice Department is probing. You know, here's what could have happened. You don't touch this guy, even if you think he's doing something wrong, till after May. Once he's gone, you know, the statutes can still run. Then you investigate him, okay? But what you've done now is you've made him a martyr. You've made him a cause celeb for everybody who hates Trump and wants to block Trump and wants the Trump economy to fail. That is a really bad decision on the part of the Justice Department at this point. I understand they're supposed to not take politics into account, but at the very least, if you knew there was an investigation going on and you're about ready to send subpoenas out to the Fed chairman, Pam Bondi should have picked up the phone and called her boss at the White House and said, look, this is what's going down. And he could have said, hey, put the, you know, squash it. I don't want that going down right now. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said this could roil the markets. It could lower the dollar and the bond market. So it just, this was an unforced error. I think we need better people in some positions in the Trump administration. 743 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're still looking at the slowing here. 895 appears to be the wreck. Is southbound under the bridge where 95 crosses over the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. Tail end of the backup is all the way back to Moravia Road. They haven't really tightened up on the camera shot enough to tell you which lane is affected, but there are only two lanes there, and we can just barely see the traffic trickling in to the tunnel after that point. So this is all jammed up. The ramp from O'Donnell Street to 895 is jammed up. 95 next door says, well, we'll go over there. Well, you can do that, but you're going to be sitting at Moravia Road, and from there all the way into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So right now, 25 to 30 minute delays again at both the Harbor Tunnels as we're traveling south. If you're heading up to the Tidings Bridge, there was an accident after the bridge on the northbound side of I-95 at the north end, just as you're getting into Cecil County. It was kind of crowding the right lane. So again, keep an eye out for that. Wasn't a big backup at that point, but just be aware they had some equipment in that area. 695, all the normal delays. There was a wreck earlier. Haven't gone back to look at it, but it was affecting the ramp eastbound I-70, exiting there at Route 32 in Howard County. Winter driving, very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie check everything. Your antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, and thermostats. Here they come. They're after me.
Butterfly nets.
Run! They're everywhere.
Bernie's Automotive. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Nothing like a little realism, you know. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: sunny today, upper 40s to near 50, mostly cloudy tonight, temps in the 30s. Tomorrow, clouds build with some rain on the way. Right now, it is sunny, 30 in Ellicott City and 31 in Annapolis. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner of some WCBM merchandise. And we have Wally and Ken Island is our contestant. Good morning, Wally.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing fine, sir. Thank you. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right. Good luck to you, Wally. Here are your three stories.
Hey, Wally.
Story one, Mattel just released its first autistic Barbie doll. The new doll, developed in collaboration with the Autism Self-Advocacy Network. It comes with fidget spinner and noise-canceling headphones. Story two, for the first time ever, foreign-born citizens have outscored native-born Americans on the basic civics quiz. This is a basic civic literacy quiz, and the Americans, 70% failed. Only 20% of foreign-born citizens failed the quiz. And story three, proposal Loyola University here in Baltimore potentially rename its English department over concerns about Eurocentrism and imperialism. Loyola is a private Catholic university, underscores how deeply ideological debates have penetrated even faith-based institutions. Story one, Mattel releases the first autistic Barbie. Story two, foreigners outperform Americans on basic civics quiz. Or story three, Loyola University of Baltimore renaming their English department over concerns about Eurocentrism and imperialism. All right, we'll start with Mr. Whitaker here this morning.
Well, I know one is true because I saw it. So I have to go with that.
Did you?
Playing Barbies again, Chuck?
Yeah.
Stop it. You know you want to watch.
Burn!
I'm going to put it on YouTube so you can see it.
The only Barbie he ever played was Barbie Fenton.
Oh.
Oh. I met her one time.
I know you did.
I was never the same after that. Oh, my God. I'm going to go with Loyola.
All right. One for three. Maggie?
I am also... I'm going with Loyola.
All right. Maggie goes with Loyola as well, renaming their English department. Michelle?
Well, Chuck helped me out there with the Mattel autism or Barbie autism. Number two, I could see because it seems like everybody's better than us nowadays and everything. And then I would say number three is the fake news story.
Okay. And so far, that's double X goes for three. Wally, what are you thinking?
I was thinking number one, but since Chuck already saw it, I'll go with three.
All right. That's unanimous today. Everybody goes for story number three. Story number one is a true story. They did release their first autistic Barbie doll. Story two, where foreigners outperforming Americans on the basic civics literacy quiz, that is our fake news story of the day.
So wow.
Everybody takes a loss here
this
morning. I could
see where people would think that was true, though. Yeah. So sad. Yeah. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wally, thanks for listening. Thanks for the call. We'll try again soon.
All
right. Yeah, every once in a while, you know. Every once in a while, your days are diamond, some days are stone. Today's a stone one, especially for Mr. Stoner himself.
Well, don't leave. He'll play Barbies. He'll feel better.
Yeah.
Do you have a camper?
Stone to play with Barbie.
I love the camper.
I got an email from a listener this morning who said that they're putting the first Ken without a package on the market.
No kidding.
Ken have a package?
I've never played with dolls, but... from what I understand, there wasn't any genitalia.
I don't think so.
He didn't have a package.
No.
Right?
Ken didn't.
If you did, it must be some kind of prank or a joke or something.
Yeah.
No package.
Maybe that's where all this mess is coming from now. It all started with Ken.
Could have been.
That's the root.
Ken could have been accidentally trans.
Maybe Mattel could do something with Snap-on tools.
Right. That'd be the no-tell version of Ken and Barbie.
No-tell.
No-tell.
No-tell motel, which is out there on Route 40.
Brown.
Exactly. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And coming up in just a second, can tariffs replace the income tax? We'll explore. Town Appliance, Mayor and Mayor. Two guys named Mayor, both run the store and right off Reisterstown on Owingsville. 70 different brands of, you name it, every kind of appliance, whether you're on a budget or whether money is no object. They've got them all from all the way Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, Cafe, Monogram, Bosch, all the way up to Sub-Zero. They've got everything there. 70 different brands on display. They have competitive pricing, five-star service, and really, the best of all, they treat you wonderfully. They want you for a customer for life. So check them out if you're in the market for a single appliance or a whole new kitchen. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owingsville, for all your appliance needs.
Lorien has six different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elk Ridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com. www.thefederalreserve.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common-sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Eight minutes now away from the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, more for Governor Tax and Spend More. This time, what he proposes to do to the failing foster care system in the state of Maryland. The Orioles have announced they're going to have Tupac Shakur bobblehead night. Okay? And in case you've forgotten who Tupac was, we'll remind you. Delegate Kaylin Young is also stepping down based on the second-degree assault charge. And we'll take a look at Renee Good, the woman who was tragically killed in Minnesota because she tried to run over an ICE agent. She was part of a group called Ice Watch. Wait till you hear what they teach in their manual, which the rest of the media will not tell you this story. We've got it for you here on Casey and Company. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
All right, the wreck that was there in the right lane northbound 95 around the Tidings Bridge has cleared, so that roadway is back to normal very quickly through there. They're still looking at what appears to be a wreck. We just can't see it. Out of the camera range, the camera's on 895 at O'Donnell Street. The wreck is down around the bridge at I-95, where 95 crosses the old Harbor Tunnel. And, of course, at that point, the tunnel throughway is only two lanes. We're still backed up. The ramp from O'Donnell Street is all jammed up. 895 is backed up all the way back to Moravia Road. Now it looks like there may be a service truck coming south in the backup at O'Donnell Street working its way down. But again, we have not officially seen the wreck, but I can tell you that the backup is there. And then some traffic is getting by, but not enough to do anything. So we're backed up almost back to the city-county line. 95 also has a 30-minute delay trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday, Sunday today. Highs upper 40s to near 50. Tonight cloudy back into the 30s right now. Sunny 31 in the Bel Air. It is 31 in Pasadena. Well, for our 250th birthday, which we'll mark here in the next hour, and that is going to be on Independence Day later this year, I just want to break down to you the history of this nation and how we raised revenue for our country. For the first part, 123 years or so of our nation's history, we raised revenue through tariffs and excise taxes. There was no such thing as an income tax. There was no, our founding fathers never would have thought to punish the worker, the wage earner, by taking money that you worked hard for, that you earned, and having to take that and give it to the government. And why? It's a confiscatory tax scheme. They take that money and they redistribute it to people that they believe. Now, I understand we got to raise money for our military and for the defense, but we were adequately able to do that for the first 123 years of our history before the 16th Amendment passed in 1909. And it was ratified. It's, you know, it's law. I think it's bad law, but it is law. So if you want to change it, then we've got to change that law. And I know a lot of people have questioned it. Some have sued. And so far, we've not been able to undo it. For the last 117 years, we've had an income tax where you are punished for your efforts. That, to me, is un-American. It always has been, always will be. Just like property taxes. To me, the Communist Manifesto is the abolition of private property. Well, if you don't pay your property taxes, guess what happens? You lose your property. So we've now morphed into a free market United States, based on what our founding fathers envisioned it, into this pseudo-socialist country with taking private property with the social security system. And I understand why they did it, but there are better ways to have done it. For instance, Austria system? I think Austria has a better system than we do. Anyway, or maybe it's Australia. I'll have to look it up again. So now, President Trump, with his tariffs, wildly successful tariffs, despite all the naysayers, all the negative people out there saying that they were doomed to fail, that they would ruin the economy. We just had, a GDP growth number, about 4%? So this is in spite, and again, we're going to get to 5. We're going to get to 5%, maybe this year. Just depends on when Thule Pell is out and we raise interest rates. Anyway, make a long story short, John Gardner, he's with a company called Manufacture Local, and he was almost Steve Bannon the other day on the War Room, and I just thought this was excellent. What he is arguing that we could use tariffs to eventually replace most, if not all, of the income tax system.
$600 billion by 2022 numbers is what 90% of the lower income taxpayers pay in America. Imagine replacing 90% of the income tax that Americans pay. How much that would help the working families and the middle class. And I'm with you, Steve. I think you've called for, hey, taxes on millionaires are okay, but let's help the working class and the people trying, you know, where an extra $500 a month really gets them a lot farther. And we can replace $600 billion of that easily. And, you know, I want to remind the president here, he posted this on Truth last year, where he said he was creating the External Revenue Service on January 20th, 2025, and that for far too long we have taxed our great people using the Internal Revenue Service. And he's really trying to steer America back to the original vision the Founding Fathers had. The Founding Fathers never intended for the citizen to be an indentured servant to the government. And they proved this. Income tax was never a conversation with the Founding Fathers, ever. The very first legislative act they passed was the Tariff Act, and they passed it on July 4th, which had a lot of meaning for the Founding Fathers, Independence Day. And that first...
Yeah, so there it is. I mean, you know, it's a fascinating argument, one I wholeheartedly agree with, and we'll see what happens going down the road. But that just, I think, is far better, is to excise and tariffs instead of an income tax. Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you, of course, the New Year 40 discount is still ongoing for those that are still struggling with their New Year's resolution. So if you need some help with losing weight, falling asleep, staying asleep, getting your cholesterol under control, your blood pressure under control, maybe you've got a vitamin deficiency, whatever it is, nutraceuticals, these are all natural supplements that do work without any side effects whatsoever, and rescues are pure, powerful, and very potent. And all you need to do is use this coupon code when you order 4 or more single bottles. You save 40% by using the coupon code NEWYEAR40. That's New Year 40. When you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or you order online at res-q.com. That's New Year 40.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Arneth Thomason. ICE agents remain under siege in Minneapolis. Demonstrators are out in force, tossing all manner of objects at the officers who have been responding with tear gas. Minneapolis and St. Paul and the state of Minnesota have filed suit. They're hoping to halt the surge of ICE agents to their jurisdictions. One of the higher-profile battles of the culture wars will go before the nation's highest court today.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over state laws barring transgender girls and women from playing on school athletic teams. The culture war cases come from Idaho and West Virginia, among the first of the more than two dozen Republican-led states that have banned transgender athletes from girls' and women's teams. The justices are evaluating claims of sex discrimination lodged by transgender people versus the need for fair competition for women and girls, the main argument made by the states. Lower courts ruled for the transgender athletes who challenged the state bans. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
President Trump is slapping 25% tariffs on countries that do business with Iran, where the government continues its deadly crackdown on demonstrators. One activist group says it has confirmed the deaths of at least 646 protesters. handful of Senate Republicans objects to the Justice Department's criminal investigation of Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
Several GOP members expressed serious reservations, including Senator Tom Tillis, who called it a weaponization of the Justice Department. He also said that he would oppose any of the president's Fed nominees until the investigation is resolved. Senator Lisa Murkowski called it nothing more than an attempt at coercion, and Senator Dave McCormick said he doesn't think Fed Chair Powell is guilty of criminal activity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Dow futures down 82 points. NASDAQ futures off 42. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What if 2026 could be the best year ever for your retirement? It can, when you take control of your financial future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD now to get your free gold and silver rollover kit, a $49 value just for calling. More Americans than ever are discovering the power of rolling over a portion of their IRA or 401k into physical gold and silver. With a simple, tax and penalty-free rollover, you can add stability, security, and strength to your retirement. In times of inflation, uncertainty, or market swings, gold has been a steady, tangible, proven store of value. And in 2026, it could be the key to building the retirement you've always imagined. That's why so many people trust Advantage Gold, the number one rated gold IRA company in America for 10 years running. Call 800-741-GOLD to get your free gold rollover kit. Call 800-741-GOLD. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-4653 now. That's 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
At least a 30-minute delay southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Again, we're looking at what appears to be a wreck. We have not seen the official lane as you're going south on 895, but I can tell you the backup here. Here comes a police car now on the ramp from O'Donnell Street onto the southbound tunnel. This wreck has been here over 40 minutes, and I'm not sure if they're just now getting there or exactly what's going on, but very limited, very tight lanes as you're going south on 895, and it might just be a single lane right there where 95 crosses over. So the backup now also affecting 95. 95 in turn is backed up now towards the bridges at Chesico Avenue. So if you factor in all of that, could be, if you're on 95 through Rosedale, could be a 45-minute delay trying to get through both the harbor tunnels. A major backup again today on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly sunny day coming up and a little bit of a milder one with highs in the upper 40s to near 50. Tonight turns mostly cloudy and chilly again with lows falling back into the mid and upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
32 degrees in Pikesville and 32 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Howard County Councilmember Opal Jones is raising concerns about spending $700,000 to upgrade the council chambers. He says the money might be better used for schools or roads, citing funding cuts at the federal and state level. He says spending $750,000 to upgrade a room for convenience is a waste of money. Jones' comments came after General Services gave the council an update on the Banneker Room project Monday. The Baltimore City Council's Public Safety Committee is planning to hold a hearing to review AI weapon detection technology in public schools. The hearing is expected to look into the accuracy and effectiveness of the system and address procurement, student safety concerns, and long-term oversight. Baltimore City Schools started using the Evolve Technology Weapon Detection System in 2024 under a four-year, $5.5 million contract. No date has been announced for the council's hearing. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 943. The pick four, 5663. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinold Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new five-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add two lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's got the morning off. I'm Sean Casey, and Stein on Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Texans beat down the Steelers last night, last wild card game on Monday Night Football, 30-6. They now play on the road, take on the New England Patriots for the last, as we talk about, the divisional round is the next round of playoffs. Rams quarterback Stafford dealing with a sprained index finger. Hopefully, he'll be okay, for their, next playoff game. Ravens are going to hold a news conference today, kind of update us on the process for their search for, head coach. That is, and Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti and Eric DaCosta are going to take questions from reporters at the news conference today. That ought to be very, very interesting. And some of these things that we're learning about or reading about in the Baltimore Sun, for instance, they're saying that a bunch of players thought that Coach Harbaugh did not relate well with younger players, and that caused them to tune out or a little bit of a disconnect there. The Ravens will meet with former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel and defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver today. Meanwhile, the Falcons interviewed Harbaugh yesterday as part of his interview process as well. So that's going to go on at least for the next couple of days. Meanwhile, Wizards continue their 4-game road trip tomorrow. They'll bounce back against the Clippers in Inglewood, and the Caps host the Canadiens tonight. They have about 52 points, and they've dropped two of their last three games, I should say. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. Couple of program notes for you. Tomorrow on the program, Ed Hale Sr. will be joining us. Today's going to announce a contract with Maryland at a press conference down in Annapolis a little bit later on this morning. So Ed'll join us tomorrow. Mackenzie Frost is with us on Thursday, following up on her big interview with Governor Moore this week, and we'll excerpt some of that in just a second. And don't forget, Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the House Friday. Tomorrow is the opening day of the Maryland General Insane Asylum, so a lot of coverage. You aren't going to miss it. And we'll also be featuring reports from our partners over at the Baltimore Sun. We'll be covering the General Assembly as well. So we got it all covered for you right here on WCBM with Fox 45, the Baltimore Sun, and our partnership with those two media entities. Stay tuned for that. The governor, once again, known for not leaving anyone behind. Well, that's the motto anyway. That's the slogan. Yet all sorts of people have been left behind. For instance, 16-year-old Kanaya Ward, she was the foster care child that died in the custody of the state. And Mackenzie Frost grilled the governor about the Secretary of Department of Human Services, Rafael Lopez, just the other day.
I know there's been a renewed push for the resignation or the replacement of Secretary Rafael Lopez of DHS, given the string of all of these problems that we have been talking about with the agency. You and I have talked about various other secretaries. We went through this with former Secretary Vincent Schiraldi. You stood by him for months, given all of the concerns. I've asked you about Secretary Lopez before. You have stood by him. If this isn't the breaking point for you to perhaps look at leadership changes when a child died in the state's custody, what is?
Well, I look at the fact that since Secretary Lopez has been there, we've had a 60% decrease in the SNAP error rate. When Secretary Lopez first came on board, Maryland was ranked second in the country in terms of error rates. We had a broken facility and a broken platform. And I told Secretary Lopez that I have very high standards in terms of getting this fixed. And since he has been the secretary, we're now down 60%. And he knows that my intention and my need is that that's still too high, that we still want to get it down.
But that doesn't have to do with foster care and the issues within that arena.
No, but I think, but even if you look at the case of what we're talking about with the tragic death of Miss Ward, where, you know, I said what we wanted was accountability, and we did the referral to the local prosecutor, which again, I don't, you know, we don't prosecute.
Right.
We made the referral to the local prosecutor, but I think there needs to be accountability for
so what does that look like if it's not the, if the state's attorney's office is not going to charge and you are calling for accountability? Wouldn't that look like somebody paying the price for what happened within your administration?
Well, I still think there needs to be an investigation, potential criminal investigation of what happened.
There was. The BPD did.
Yeah, I still think there needs to be greater levels of accountability, and that's why we referred it to the local prosecutor.
So, and he kind of like a dog chasing his tail on that one, because, you know, he wants accountability, but he's not willing to hold the people that he could hold accountable. Secretary Lopez and others at Department of Human Services. Look, there's a pattern developing here at all these state agencies, whether it's State Highway or, you know, misappropriation of funds or Department of Human Services, again, DJS, Department of Juvenile Services. We've seen under this governor a repeated pattern of incompetence and lack of transparency. The latest, even talking about, he was giving him credit for, all right, so he did bring down the error rate from 60% down to 14%. We're still too high and still stand, a potential penalty. And that's where we have these whistleblowers that have come forward and saying that, oh, yeah, we're basically dragging our feet so that we don't have to pay the $240 million. And he's out there saying, yeah, he's denying those allegations there's any kind of problem at DHS over the SNAP benefits, and he said that he's going to prove it. Well, it's now going on the second day. We've not seen anything from that agency or from the governor that would prove otherwise. Now, maybe they're waiting to hold it. Maybe they're waiting till tomorrow's General Assembly session because they get lost in the weeds. We shall see. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Now, if you remember, Algonquin J. Calhoun said, not only do I deny the allegation,
right,
I deny the alligator.
The alligator and the alligator shoes that go with it.
Yes. Where's Lightning? Anybody see Lightning? I used to love that show. JFX, we had to get somebody else involved now. JFX southbound at Northern Parkway, report of an accident. We backed up very quickly all the way back to Ruxton Road. So now if you're coming off the Beltway, you're at Ruxton Road. It's moving a little better now at the city-county line. The wreck was about 10, 12 minutes ago at Northern Parkway, but it looks like it's still going to have an impact. So right there you have Falls Road or Green Spring Avenue to run alongside the JFX to get away from that. More stop and go now coming into the city-county line. They're still working on this wreck. They said this wreck occurred at 8 o'clock on 895. I saw this wreck at 7:30 southbound near the bridge at I-95 on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, and that is still backed up to Moravia Road. Let me just check the camera. It's sitting dead stopped at Moravia Road back to the city-county line. 95 is backed up to the city-county line. 30 to 45-minute delays right now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm sorry. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine abounds today, upper 40s to near 50 tonight. Clouds roll in, 30s, and then maybe clouds and some rain tomorrow. Right now, sunny, 32 in Reisterstown, 32 under mostly sunny skies in Annapolis. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, our national anthem. It is time for us to celebrate America's 250th birthday, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. And, of course, the Smile Design Center is sponsoring America's 250. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. It's on this day in history, 1910, radio pioneer and electron tube inventor Lee DeForest arranged the first public radio broadcast. It was a performance at the New York Met. We're still relatively young as a medium. Newspapers are older, and then, of course, radio, then television, then the Internet. It was on this day in 1968, Johnny Cash recorded his infamous Folsom Prison live record. 1982, Air Florida Flight 90 crashed into the 14th Street Bridge over the Potomac River Bridge in Washington, killing 78 people. The name of the hero that dove in to try to save a flight attendant, remember it? Lenny Skutnik. In 1990, Douglas Wilder took office in Virginia, becoming the first elected black governor of a U.S. state. So on this day in 1997, President Bill Clinton awarded the Medal of Honor to seven black soldiers for their courage in action in Italy during World War II, the first time that medal was given to black World War II servicemen. And finally, in 2021, the House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump for a second time. Charges he incited the so-called insurrection, which was a Fed insurrection, as we all know, at the U.S. Capitol. He was the first president in history to impeach twice. The Senate acquitted him both times, and I'm sure if the Democrats were able to get control of the House, there would be a third impeachment on the way. That's a look at America's 250 celebration, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCVM. Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCVM for a first patient special offer.
WCVM, Baltimore.
By the way, Renee Good, the woman who was tragically killed by the ICE agent that she tried to run over while fleeing the scene, the Minnesota ICE watch group that she was part of, has now been exposed for sharing a de-arrest primer manual that teaches its members and supporters how to physically interfere with law enforcement during arrests. The guide posted on their Instagram account back in June states that every de-arrest is a micro-intifada and provides step-by-step advice on confronting and assaulting officers. Minnesota ICE Watch is a loose collective of agitators focusing on documenting and resisting federal immigration enforcement, including ICE agents. The group operates under the banner of an autonomous collective documenting and resisting against ICE, police, and all colonial militarized regimes. Sounds like something that was cooked up from the Communist Manifesto or the Red Chinese. So according to a report from the New York Post, Good attended regular meetings and received thorough training from ICE Watch. I'm reading from the manual right now. It says, technically speaking, for pushing off form, you should have a low center of gravity and a wide base. Push up explosive power with your head up at all times. For breaking a grip, try striking the grip. They warn that making physical contact with a law enforcement officer can get construed as an assault in court. However, it rationalizes the risk associated with striking an arresting officer as always contextual, claiming an arrest or even a general pacified attitude can lead to greater harm than not taking the risk and acting decisively when you see the repression take place. Folks, this is like Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky. This is a field manual on how to physically interfere, harass, and assault police officers. Democrats, you picked a real good one there to get behind. I want to tell you about Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny is going to guarantee the sale of your home. If you are thinking about listing or selling, right now would be a good time to, you know, start the process, because once spring gets here, then it's a buying frenzy, feeding frenzy. So I want to make sure you got all your ducks in a row before you do that. Call Vinny when he or one of his agents will come out, take a look at your home, take a look at its condition, you know, whether or not you need repairs, staging, etc. And then once you finally agree on asking price and time frame, and you sign the contract, you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. It is that simple. And there's nothing real difficult about it. Then he's got a database of 13,000 buyers that are just waiting to see your home and potentially purchase your home. So call today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And make sure you tell him I told you to call. And don't join us every Friday morning. Vinny calls in live for some advice on how the market is, where the market is going, and how you can be best prepared for one of his many programs that he offers to help sell your home quickly and with the most money in your pocket. Don't forget, Vinny Steer, your home sold guarantee realty company. I highly recommend them. It's I'm going to call one day. When that day comes, it's time for me to sell my home as well. Stay tuned. All right, we still have got CNBC's Joe Kernan bearing Democrat Senator Mark Warner. Just a real treat. How many ICE arrests have been made in Maryland? We have the numbers for you. We'll share that with you coming up shortly as well. 823, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
The accident on 895 under the 95 bridge now has been cleared, finally. Completely gone, and we're starting to move traffic again. Just happened in the last 5 minutes or so. The backup is still back to Moravia Road. 95 is backed up to the city-county line. 95 in Baltimore County and Rosedale is backed up towards the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So from the beginning of that backup to the split, and then from there into both the tunnels, anywhere from 30 to 45-minute delays are continuing. JFX, you're backed up at Ruxton Road. The accident is southbound at Northern Parkway. Of course, city transportation folks, don't turn the cameras on inside the city county line, so we have no idea which lane is blocked, but the backup is there. You have Greenspring Avenue or Falls Road as the detour routes around that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
You know, you learn something every day from our listeners. I just got a text into the show saying the first anatomically correct doll was the Archie Bunker grandbaby doll.
No kidding.
Yeah. Never knew that. I wonder how many of those are circulating.
There was a doll named Joey.
Joey?
Joey was the son, grandson of the Meathead.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was the grandbaby doll.
Yeah.
Okay. So you seem to know about that. Did you have a Joey?
I didn't. Don't get me into that. I almost said something there.
He knows a lot about dolls.
Yes,
he does. You have a way of sneaking up on me sometimes, Mr. Casey.
I know, it's just the way we can...
I should know you by now.
We can disarm you just
the
with a
moment. The problem is, I know you by now. That is the problem.
All right, Chuck, thanks. Appreciate it. Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, highs upper 40s to near 50, and mostly cloudy tonight into the 30s for the low. And right now we're looking at a pretty nice day. Sunshine is all around us, and it's going to warm up a little bit later on. 37 right now in Ocean City, and it's 32 in Bel Air. Let's go to Ron in Northwest Baltimore. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, thank you. Okay, am I... Question is, if interfering with law enforcement activity is a crime, then it seems to me that the people who are supporting that, like who you were just talking about, they should be liable for conspiracy to do that, and that should be a crime as well. And I'm wondering, is the government going after them for that, or is that a state versus a local problem, or state versus federal problem, or how? You know, what's the situation with that?
Well, I think it's jurisdictional, so I would say I think it's an excellent point that you bring up. I think that if physically interfering, and it is a felony, by the way, if you interfere with an arrest, if you interfere with a sworn police officer doing his duties under the color of authority, then that is a crime. And so for those that aid and abet, like the wife or partner of Renee Good, Rebecca Good, when she's saying drive, baby, drive, I would think that she would be eligible for a potential prosecution, aiding and abetting a criminal act. So, I think it's a great point. Maybe a conspiracy. If you're putting out a manual that says it's teaching you how to physically interfere and assault officers, that would be a crime in and of itself. So we really need to crack down on these groups and these individuals and bring them to bear. And that's where I think President Trump is really kind of not really happy with Pam Bondi. She needs to take the bull by the horns and start going after these people. Remember, the Biden administration had no qualms about going after who? Parents attending school board meetings, Catholics that were worshiping in Richmond. You remember that? And they were in, of course, white supremacists. There was a white supremacist under every rock in America at that point.
The Proud Boys.
The Proud Boys were, again, the Oath Keepers. Tom Caldwell, we just had him on, the J6er. He was an Oath Keeper. And that's the reason why they targeted him, because he was an Oath Keeper. I think that we need to uphold the law. And anybody that runs afoul of it needs to be held accountable. And I think that's what has to happen, clearly. Joe Kernan of CNBC, great truth teller, burying Democrat Senator Mark Warner with a brutal reality check after he said that Americans did not vote for ICE randomly arresting illegals.
Now I know Trump has deported or sent back 400,000 people. Barack Obama, your guy, as you called Trump, but my guy, it was 5 million. It was 5 million over 8 years. Now we're at 350,000. What changed with Democrats on? I know Biden let in 12 million. Is it about votes? Why didn't these people, why isn't it a crime to be here? Not that they haven't committed a crime.
The border being as open as it was under Biden was one of the reasons Trump got elected. But the idea...
So you're glad it's closed now?
Do I think we ought to not have a fully open border? Absolutely. I've
so
said
with
that
the 12
along.
Million that but came question, in, what do we
the
do?
The question I have for you is closing the border versus sending out ICE agents across the country to randomly pick up people based on quotas that have committed no crime.
How did Obama deport 5 million?
Done at the border.
I think it was a lot of that was done at the border.
They were sent back.
And the truth is I don't think the American people signed up for this.
Yeah, we sure did. And it's not based on quotas. It's based on law. That's why ICE agents are assigned. And the fact is, notice how they try to shuck and jive and evade the question again.
Always skirting around.
You know, I'm against open borders. At. Well, you know, your president let them in, and now we got to round them up and get them out. Great. Thanks to Joe Kernan at CNBC for pointing out his hypocrisy. But, Tim, again, all you have to do, give us a call here. Coming up right after the 8:30 News, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We'll tell you how many Marylanders were detained by ICE. Orioles announced tickets are going on sale for the Tupac Shakur bobblehead night. All right, we'll cover that coming up in just a second. And Delegate Kalen Young is stepping down because of an assault charge. So welcome to Maryland, folks. Welcome.
Gotta love it, right?
Welcome to not to say that it's exclusively Democrats, but there are just a lot of them that got themselves in hot water. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Police are continuing to look for the driver involved in a deadly hit-and-run crash on the outer loop of the Beltway. Investigators believe the vehicle that struck and killed 30-year-old Ahmed Khan between Providence and Delaney Valley Roads was a 2025 red Chevy Equinox with damage to the front and passenger side. Anyone who may have witnessed the crash or has information that could help in the investigation is asked to contact police. And the Baltimore Police Department has released body camera video from 3 officer-involved shootings. One video shows an officer shooting and injuring 29-year-old Marquise Wells as he dragged the officer while fleeing from a January 7th traffic stop on West Franklin Street. A video from December 16th shows several officers shooting a drug suspect who drove at them in a dead-end alley in the 1300 block of Division Street. The 37-year-old suspect was injured in that shooting, and body-worn camera footage from October shows 2 officers shooting and killing an aggressive dog that was attacking its owner. City police are investigating a shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to a hospital shortly before 6 p.m. after a man showed up with a gunshot wound to the foot. The victim told police he was in an alley in the 4700 block of Litchfield Avenue at around 1:30 in the morning when he heard gunfire and felt pain in his foot. And the Maryland Car Rally Task Force dismantled several large-scale rallies and arrested five people over the weekend. Maryland State Police say a 16-year-old, three 17-year-olds, and a 23-year-old are facing charges in connection with the Saturday night rallies in Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Howard, and Prince George's counties. Police say they recovered several firearms, and the suspects are facing charges that include gun possession. In addition to breaking up the four rallies, police prevented driving exhibitions in Laurel, Silver Spring, Jessup, and Halethorpe. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Ready to make this the year you truly feel better? Start with your health. Rescue Natural Supplements has been helping people support heart health, cholesterol, digestion, weight management, energy levels, and more targeted wellness goals for over 40 years using high-quality, research-backed ingredients your body can trust. And right now, Rescue is celebrating you with their New Year's savings. Save 40% when you buy any four single bottles of Rescue Supplements with the code NEWYEAR40. Try their popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3 for heart and brain health, probiotic for better digestion, or Orosine for more consistent, all-natural energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To mix and match four more bottles and get 40% off, just go to res-q.com or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com with the code NEWYEAR40. Now's the time to take a smart step toward feeling your best with 40% off any four bottles of premium Rescue supplements at res-q.com. Using the code NEWYEAR40. Don't wait. Make this the year you prioritize your wellness with Rescue.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway. We're aware of it in the last couple of minutes. Interloop coming up to Camp Meade Road at 170, so it's affecting the traffic and the ramp from I-97 northbound trying to get onto the Beltway, and then the Beltway, of course, would be backed up as well back towards Ritchie Highway. It looks like some traffic is getting by coming up to the Vito W Parkway, but the pace is definitely a lot slower than it normally would be with the wreck as you're passing 648 and then coming up to 170. JFX, you're still slow. Ruxton Road through the city county line, the accident southbound at Northern Parkway. No more information available from the city transportation folks. And of course, the cameras that were there at one point at Northern Parkway and down around 28th Street North Avenue, they don't work. They haven't worked for over 5 years. So there you go. So we have to deal with that. The tunnels are still slow. The big wreck that was southbound near the bridge at 895 and 95 has been gone for about 20 minutes now. Backups still remain both on 895 and 95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mostly sunny day coming up and a little bit of a milder one with highs in the upper 40s to near 50. Tonight turns mostly cloudy and chilly again with lows falling back into the mid and upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey, and the Sign On Sports brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management. The Pittsburgh Steelers lost their playoff game last night at home against the Texans, and some of the fans, by the way, the score was 30-6. So now Texans will take on the Pats on the road. But the fans were really letting Aaron Rodgers have it when he left the field. ABC was letting him have his moment, leaving for probably his last game, and one fan yelled, "Aaron, it's time to retire," if you listen carefully. "Aaron, retire," one fan did shout. "We love you, Aaron." Of course, probably a new quarterback in Pittsburgh next year. Ravens head coach spotlight. Well, Dallas Cowboys want to interview Zach Orr, we're being told, the Ravens defensive coordinator. Meanwhile, the Ravens have requested an interview with Jim Schwartz for their head coaching job. Schwartz has led a Browns defense, been among the best in the league during his 3 years as the DC under Kevin Stefanski, another Ravens candidate. His head coach experience, head coach of the Lions for about 4 years. He's a Maryland native. He went to Mount St. Joe's High School. Schwartz got his first job coaching the NFL as the Ravens outside linebackers coach from 96 to 98. He's been a defensive coordinator for the Titans, Bills, Eagles, and Browns. John Harbaugh completed his interview with the Atlanta Falcons as he continues to do preliminary interviews to find out which two teams he wants to finalize among them, the Giants, the Titans,
Titans, Browns, Raiders, and the Cardinals as well. So we'll see what happens. Caps on the ice tonight at home against the Montreal Canadiens. They have 52 points. Unfortunately, they've been in a little bit of a slump, dropping two of their last three games. And the Orioles announced 2026 single-game tickets and special ticket packages, rather, go on sale tomorrow. And that's a look at Stein on sports.
Attention, investors and retirees. Are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 37, 23 minutes now for the Armada. This can't possibly be true. Progressives in California have been pushing for a new billionaire tax. Even though it hasn't passed yet, it is estimated that California has lost upwards of $1 trillion in 1 month alone. People exiting businesses and billionaires are getting out of Dodge. Same thing's going to happen here in Maryland, folks. You let these progressive thieves down in Annapolis continue to take our money. Same thing's going to happen to this state. Speaking of some of the bad boys in our Maryland General Assembly.
Bad boys, what you going to do? What you going to do?
Baltimore delegate Kalen Young has now stepped down from his role in Mayor Scott's administration 1 week after being charged with second-degree assault stemming from a reported altercation that occurred on early New Year's Day. Young had worked in the Office of Equity and Civil Rights as deputy director. Officials say that Young is not resigning from his state elected post representing East and Northeast Baltimore, just his position with the city. Young was charged with second-degree assault in connection with the incident. A report around 2:30 in the morning on New Year's Day on South Charles Street in Baltimore. According to charging documents, the complainant told the court Young became angry during a drive after what was described as a disagreement over a driving decision. The complainant alleged that Young yelled, became hostile before striking them in the chest with a closed fist while the vehicle was stopped. The complainant further stated the alleged punch occurred before they were able to respond verbally. The statement also alleges that Young continued driving for several blocks afterward and did not respond when confronted about the incident. Apparently, this is the second or third time that the delegate has struggled with his anger and physical violence. All right, speaking of other bad boys, the Orioles, for some strange unknown reason, announced single game tickets, of course, for this year. And one of those ticket option nights they do the bobbleheads. And I get it. The Orioles, past Orioles, current Orioles, coaches, maybe even Baltimore icons, legends, whatever. So they have Party at the Yard Fridays, Family Sundays, but they've added Tupac Shakur bobblehead giveaway on Friday, May the 8th. Tupac Shakur, if you don't know, again, he was responsible for the beginning of what's known as gangsta rap. He called himself a thug poet. And he came from poor background, no doubt. But he did live the life of a criminal. He was a drug dealer. He went to jail. Unfortunately, he was murdered. And in fact, one of the lyrics to one of his songs, murder, 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 kill, kill, kill. Tupac began selling drugs at several altercations with the law, including several shootings and the unexplained death of two off-duty officers. He became the biggest rapper in that whole genre in all of rap music. So I'm not quite sure why they've decided to honor Tupac Shakur with a bobblehead.
Is he a fan? I mean, of the Orioles?
He was from Baltimore. He grew up in New York, from what I understand, Harlem and the Bronx. Then he apparently enrolled at the Baltimore School for the Arts, where he was educated in ballet and acting.
So that explains it. But
he dropped out of the school, then moved to California. That's when his criminal career began. So why are the Baltimore Orioles rewarding a known criminal, drug dealer, author of gangster rap with lyrics like that, with his own bobblehead?
And who authorized that?
I don't know who's choosing these. You know what this is probably about? I'm speculating here. They want more young black fans in attendance. So we'll give up on a Tupac Shakur. But if that's what you want, then why don't you try lowering ticket prices instead of honoring a criminal?
Bingo.
You know, just a novel thought. Bad look for the orange and black. Can't believe that one. Heretofore, we thought Pride Night was the worst one. They've managed to, the once great Orioles organization got some problems there, folks. By the way, more than 3,300 Marylanders were detained by ICE in 2025. That's twice the number of preceding years. And, of course, people think, well, that's a bad thing. No, that's a good thing. That means that the Trump administration and ICE and the Baltimore ERO office are doing their jobs, folks. They're out there removing criminals, murderers, rapists, pedophiles, robbers, etc., off the streets of Maryland, and they should be deported, or either detained or deported, or perhaps maybe even both. In that particular case, good job, ICE, the Baltimore field office of ICE. It's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes once again. Chuck's career has been on ICE repeatedly, but right now he's red hot, folks. Here with all the latest is Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
I like some things with ice.
Like Bailey's.
Yeah. No Bailey's. Straight up for Bailey's. Maybe over one cube.
Yeah, you don't want to dilute it.
No, you don't want to dilute it. Drink it while you can. I need some now, as a matter of fact. Southbound JFX, Ruxton Road. You're just kind of sitting right here. The wreck, the update on the wreck southbound at Northern Parkway. Like I said, we can't see it. Cameras inside the city county line on the JFX have not worked in many, many years. But the report is left-hand lane southbound at Northern Parkway. So not the time to be on the JFX south of the Beltway, because after that, you can't get off the JFX until you get to Northern Parkway. So Falls Road, Green Spring Avenue, Charles Street, any of those would serve the purpose right now. Inner loop of the Beltway still slow coming up from I-97. The wreck is up at Camp Meade Road, was blocking a lane there on the inner loop. The ramp to I-97 or from I-97 is still backed up. And even the Beltway could be slow back towards Ritchie Highway. Just made a very quick look at both the harbor tunnels. We're still backed up to Moravia Road, both on 95 and 895. So those 30-minute delays continue, and our normal backups on the Beltway, Bel Air Road to Providence Road, the inner loop to Pikesville, 795 down the hill towards Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, upper 40s to near 50 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Temperatures will be in the 30s, and then cloudy with mild. Maybe a rain on the way Thursday, maybe some snow or a little bit later on. Sleet, freezing rain, could be. We'll watch it later today. We'll know more by tomorrow morning. Right now, sunny, 34 in Pasadena and 34 in Edgewater. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day. Feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. A Middle River mom who saved her two children from a house fire by dropping them from a second-story window to her neighbor returned home last week. Ashley Gubernat and her family saw what was left of their home after she and her two children were rescued by neighbors while their house was burning in Middle River. She was in bed when she heard the fire alarm. She woke up to see the flames on the first floor of the home. One of the neighbors, Steve and Angelini, heard the noise outside, ran over to help. He eventually ran into trouble trying to remove a ladder from a nearby truck, but he was able to successfully then stood right under and catch the child. Here is the mom, Ashley, and Stephen on the rescue.
It's fairly high up there, so dropping your kids is an extremely scary thought, but I had to get them out because it was literally life or death. Got to my second son's bedroom, got him out of bed, came back into my bedroom, opened this front window right here. He stood under me and just kept saying, drop them, Ash, I got him, drop him, I'm going to catch him, I'm going to catch him, just drop him. And I just let go. When he realized what I did with his younger brother, he panicked and he held onto the wall and he said, I'm not letting go, I'm not jumping. And I looked him straight in the eyes, I said, if you don't jump, we're dying. He looked at me and re-gripped and I just pushed him off.
Both children fell into Angelini's arms, breaking their fall. Other neighbors were eventually able to free the ladder from the truck to help get Ashley, the mom, down. Stephen Angelini is a hero. And Gilbert say thank the neighbors who rushed her help, emphasized the importance of fire safety. Her son recently learned about fire safety in school. Cause of the fire is still under investigation. But that is one of those feel-good news stories with a great, happy ending. Way to go, Stephen, and I hope Ashley and family are doing well. That's our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed. Like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
By the way, we've got Tony who says, Tupac night. Good night to stay far, far away from Camden Yards. Yeah. I'm wondering if they're trying to increase attendance, which was miserable last year, by the way. I think they averaged, what, 22,000 a game, if that. Ron says, you shouldn't be saying that ICE arrested a bunch of Maryland people. Why not? They're not Maryland people. They're illegal aliens. They don't belong in Maryland. They don't belong in the United States. So that's their job. I don't really get why you are. Or maybe he says because I'm calling attention to it. Maybe that's the issue. Patrick says on topic, didn't the Proud Boys leader get arrested and sentenced and he wasn't even at the Capitol? Yep. It certainly did happen to him. So it's one of those many. J6, and we're still, by the way, the J6 Commission is now meeting. They finally get together, and I think they're holding their first hearing either this week or next, if I'm not mistaken. We did reach out to Barry Loudermilk and the J6 Commission, but we have not heard back yet just to find out what's going on. For me, I think I would like to see the current J6 Commission investigate the previous J6 Commission, specifically Benny Thompson, that dunce, Lizard Cheney, and Adam Shifty Schiff, and Radical Jamie Raskin. But remember, Shifty Schiff is the one that actually altered the texts that were read or were produced as evidence. That is evidence tampering. And you know, it's funny how these people always seem to get away with their alleged crimes.
And don't forget crying Adam Kinzinger.
Oh, yeah. Crying Kinzinger. You know, he's another one. But I'd like to see that. We have Pelosi on video saying she takes responsibility. Her daughter filmed that. We have Stephen's son, the Capitol Police Chief, saying he wasn't even clued in on any of the plans that day. President Trump offered 20,000 National Guardsmen to secure, protect the area. Nope, it was a Fed insurrection. They had plans that day. They had plans to invite you into the Capitol, then blame everything on you with some rabble-rousers that were undercover. Yeah, so maybe one of these days we'll get to the truth. Maybe one. Do you have a mortgage payment that once made sense but no longer fits your fixed income? If so, what are your alternatives? The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month, right? Mark McVeary has spent more than 30 years helping homeowners. The first thing he does is listen to why you called. So he understands your full story and concerns before any recommendations are made. You know, sometimes a reverse mortgage is appropriate. Sometimes it's not. Mark will tell you whether he thinks it makes sense for your situation. If it does not, he will help point you in the right direction. So it starts off, you have to be 62 years of age or older to qualify for a reverse mortgage. After that, you have questions, Mark has answers because he is the reverse mortgage answer man. If housing costs are starting to feel tight and you want to understand your options, call Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070. That number again is 410-788-7070.
Huffman Awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them anytime of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DOCO's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoco.com.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Stay tuned for Kim. Always a fascinating, entertaining, and informative show. It's 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Last report of the morning. And here with all the latest, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, a couple of things where we've improved now. The inner loop wreck on the Beltway coming up to Camp Meade Road, that's gone. The backup at I-97 is gone. The wreck on the JFX now looks like it's cleared between Northern Parkway and Cold Spring Lane. The backup was easing at Ruxton Road, so you can make that move again. Still jammed up a little bit at the city-county line, but getting better. The Beltway itself is still slow as you're coming across from Bel Air Road to Providence Road through Pikesville, and the west side is still right there, and I mean solid, from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. Both the tunnels still hurting. We had problems again today at both the tunnels. Southbound, we started early at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 had a problem. We're still looking at delays of more than 25 minutes on the southbound side, and that's going to take a while for all of that to settle down. Construction is underway. They're only blocking a lane right now. One lane, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast sunshine today, upper 40s to near 50, cloudy back into the 30s tonight, 33 right now in the Middle River, and it is 35 in downtown Baltimore. Kim Klasick live coming up next morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good.
So, Governor Wes Moore is not having a great morning with his approval rating. It has slipped. He had, 55% approved of the job that he was doing previously.
Right.
Now it's at 52%, and it continues to decline. But I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. I mean, lots of people are talking about the taxes, the fees, and the fact that he, you know, spent a lot of time out of state. Now that you see all these audits coming out, no oversight over the money. I mean, I think it's going to get worse than this, Sean.
Yeah, it's going to get worse. And again, because people have started to, I think, really decipher or decode a lot of his doublespeak.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
So I think what's going to happen here, he's out there again, no taxes or fee increases in any capacity.
Yeah.
You know, this idea that no one's getting left behind, but it seems like everybody is getting left behind except the teachers' unions. So, yeah. You know, we're watching, I think Marylanders are starting to wake up. I mean, I've said earlier this morning, we've had some really bad Democrat governors in the past. We had some good ones, too.
Right.
But Martin O'Malley, Paris Glendening, awful. But this one may take the cake. I think,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably the worst I've seen.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I believe so. But you know what? We'll talk about that more on the show. Also, Kate Sullivan is going to join us at 10 o'clock. She's going to talk about the Secure the Vote Act. And then also we're going to talk about the fact that the DNC is now, you probably saw this, on with the lawsuit because they don't want to give the information on the voter rolls up to the Trump administration. I mean, I'm just looking at this like, again, you know, what proof do people need that the Democrats have been shady throughout this entire election process? And I would go further than 2020, but we'll start there.
Yeah, and ask her about, because I think the real, that's a great place to start, the voter registration list and stuff. But I think the real culprit here are mail-in ballots.
Oh, yeah.
And as long as we have mail-in ballots, we're going to have fraud and rigged elections. And until we get rid of those or police those, it's going to be the same.
Yeah, absolutely. So all that more coming up next.
All right, we'll be tuned in. Kim Klasick Live right here at 9 o'clock. New Heritage Foundation report out I wanted to share with you. Family breakdown in America is at a potential point of no return. It's no secret that traditional family has been on the decline for years. Divorces, broken homes, declining birth rates have all created numerous issues for American society. But the Heritage Foundation is saying American families are facing troubles. And that changing federal policy in favor of marriage and family now is of the utmost importance. Remember, this is a cultural war. We've got, you know, economic wars, and we've got other wars that are being imposed on us by the Chinese. But here within our own country, we have our own cultural war. And the policies that put forth by the government should not only focus on fertility, but also the importance of family formation. And so President Trump started with $1,000 Trump accounts for the children. That was a good start. But I think it needs to go one step further. I'd like to see sweeping policy changes to reverse declining birth and marriage rates, including perhaps a $2,500 investment account for every newborn child, as well as other proposals. We should encourage and protect the formation of families and more fertility wherever we can, because we're going to need it. We're going to need it because other countries, other cultures are really outpopulating us and overwhelming us. And finally, the Gallup folks are out with a new poll of political affiliation. For the first time, 27% Republican, 27% Democrat, 45% Independents. So the Independents far outweigh, and the biggest drop is with the Republicans. Why is that? Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the deep state nature and establishment of the Republican Party and the emergence of MAGA as an alternative to the Republican Party. So very interesting results from Gallup and Heritage Foundation. Tim Kyle Electric, I just got a text from Tim Kyle yesterday saying, hey, Sean, it's time for your update, your maintenance on your I've been talking about it because I completely forgot to make my appointment. So it's nice that they send you a text reminder. And so I just need to make my appointment, and then they'll come out, check my my filter, my heat pump, and making sure all the switches are in the proper places, because it's been over a year now since I've done it. So that's what you should be doing right now, as I'm about to do, is to go through that process of have them come out. It is affordable. It is well worth the investment. And it's something you want to make sure you catch any problems early, and that your heat pump or heating system comes on when you need the heat, when the heat is blowing, that it's not costing you an arm and a leg based on current electric rates. So call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Big conference today, Ed Hale Sr., Lawyers Mall in Annapolis, contract with Maryland. We'll have the highlights and details for you on tomorrow's show. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.